2 minutes until the Hot Rods pregame show. Seconds until the Hot Rods pregame show. Seconds until the Hot Rods pregame show.
This is Xavier Isaac.
Watch it go! Xavier Isaac makes it back-to-back blast.
This is Cameron James.
Back it goes! See ya! Cameron James, a two-run shot.
This is Chandler Simpson.
Simpson takes off. Pitch misses inside. No throw to second. Chandler Simpson swipes another bag.
And you're listening to the Bowling Green Hot Rods pregame show on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
The Bowling Green Hot Rods looking to at least split the series with a win today would take a 3-2 series lead after Emilian Petre supplied the fireworks on a Friday night on the 4th of July last night, a 3-run shot to take down Rome 4-1. Good evening, everyone. Aaron Arnstein with you here for the Hot Rods pregame show. The Hot Rods 42-35, winners of two straight in this home-and-home series, taking down Rome 4-1 last night. Let's jump into the recap of last night's contest. Blake Robertson stayed hot, an RBI single in the bottom of the second to give Bowling Green a 1-0 lead. And then it was Emilian Petre, a 3-run blast out to right field in front of a sold-out crowd of 6,531, the second largest in Bowling Green franchise history, only behind the first ever game in Bowling Green at this ballpark back in 2010. Then it was a wild pitch from TJ Nichols in the top of the sixth, which allowed the lone run for Rome on the night. The Hot Rods finished with 4 runs on 9 hits. Rome, 1 run on 3 hits. And TJ Nichols, he pitched excellently, got the start, went 5 2/3 innings, only allowed 2 hits, 1 run, 4 strikeouts and 2 walks. And then Noah Beal came in with the 6-out save. Again, Hot Rods only allowed 3 hits, coming away with a 4-1 win and knotting this series at 2. Moving over to the starting lineups today for the visiting Rome Emperors. The center fielder, Lisandro Espinoza, leads off the lineup. The left fielder batting second, Patrick Kloese, in the 2 spot. Batting third, playing first base, is Will Verdung. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder, Justin Janis. Batting fifth is the former top 10 prospect in the Braves organization, shortstop Ambioris Tavares. Batting sixth is Keyshawn Ogans, playing third base. In the 7th spot, the DH, Bryson Horn. In the 8th hole is the catcher, Mac Gassetti. Batting 9th is the second baseman, Luis Sanchez. on the hill for your Bowling Green Hot Rods. It's the right-hander out of Wither, California. It's Marcus Johnson. Stands in 6'6 on the hill on the season, making a 16th start. And he got the start last Sunday at Asheville. Got the win, went six innings, did allow four earned runs, but only one home run. We'll get to that in a moment. Seven strikeouts, most since April, and that ties this season high, which he's now completed three times this season. Only one walk on 84 pitches. He is an innings eater. Six in all of minor league baseball and innings pitched coming into this series. He's gone at least six innings in four of his last five starts. And he has taken on Rome once before, going back in April in the home opening series for the Hot Rods, went five innings, allowed four earned runs, two home runs in that span, six strikeouts to no walks. I mentioned before, home runs have been a problem for Marcus Johnson. He's allowed 17 coming into the series, second most in all of minor league baseball. But that shouldn't take away from the fact that he is first among all full season minor league pitchers in strikeout to walk ratio. 70 strikeouts to 6 walks. He's 6th in all of minor league baseball in innings pitched coming into the week as well. Again, making a 16th start with Bowling Green this season. 4-5 with a 4.56 ERA, 81 innings, and hitters are hitting just about 300 off of him. Comes in with a slider in the mid to high 80s, which is his best pitch, a fastball in the low to mid 90s, and a changeup that plays in the mid 80s. Over to the Hot Rod side, batting first and playing shortstop is Adrian Santana. In the 2-spot, the right fielder, Aiden Smith. In the 3-hole, the DH, Emilian Petre, who is riding a 14-game on-base streak and has an extra base hit in each of his last five contests. He is red hot. Matt Horvat, the cleanup hitter, is batting 4th and playing 2nd base. He has a 19-game on-base streak, 2nd longest active streak in all of the South Atlantic League. He's red hot as well, batting 5th, the center fielder, Noah Myers. In the 6th spot, the catcher, Daniel Veohin. Batting 7th is the first baseman, Blake Robertson, who is hitting over 500 over his last five games. Had an RBI single last night to kick off the scoring. Batting 8th is the third baseman, Carlos Colmenares. And in the 9th spot for Bowling Green, the left fielder, John Diaz, after getting the day off yesterday. On the hill for the visiting Emperors, it's the right-hander and top 30 prospect in the Braves organization, Adam Meyer, out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Went to school in Oregon after starting his collegiate career at the University of British Columbia. Drafted, taken by Atlanta in the 7th round back in the 2022 draft. And interestingly enough, he actually made one start at AAA a couple weeks ago, made his return to High A last Saturday in the doubleheader against Greenville, pitched really well, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts, and 1 walk over that span. However, previous 2 starts at High A, 9 earned runs over 7 in the 3rd innings. That's an 11 ERA. He has faced Bowling Green once, two times before earlier this season. 2 starts in that opening series here at home for Bowling Green. Combined 6 earned runs over 8 2/3 innings. Allowed a home run to Noah Myers. Only 2 earned runs, though, in that 2nd game with 7 walks to 5 strikeouts over those 2 starts. Comes in with a 5.26 ERA over 13 starts at High A Rome. And that mark is 3rd worst among all qualified pitchers in this league. He's thrown 65 innings, 50 strikeouts to 26 walks, and hitters are hitting 234 off of him at the High A level. Again, made 1 start at AAA Gwinnett back in June, allowed 4 earned runs over 5 innings. Comes in with a fastball in the low 90s, tops out at 95. A slider slash sweeper in the low 80s, which is his best pitch and has some great spin rates. A changeup in the low 80s, which offers some sink. That does it for the starting lineups for both sides. We'll take a quick break and be back with an interview with TJ Nichols, yesterday's starter. We talked about his hometown of California, some 4th of July festivities he's had there, his early memories living in the state of California. Also, of course, his start yesterday and his strong start this season, especially in the strikeout to walk ratio and punch out category. That and much more coming up on the other side of the break here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Here with TJ Nichols, and TJ, another strong performance last night from you. Only two hits, one run allowed over almost six innings. What was working for you on the mound last night?
Everything was just kind of flowing. You know, the fastball was good last night. Slider was landing both arm side and glove side, and then the changeup. We made a few adjustments to it to get it back to where it was, and it was working out last night.
And heading into this series, you rank second in all of high A in strikeouts, also in strikeout-to-walk ratio. And when you look at the numbers last year, you weren't necessarily, you know, a strong strikeout pitcher. So what do you think has changed from last year to this year?
The Rays give me a few things during the offseason to work on, and I think just my work in the offseason, coming back to spring training, getting even more help hands-on from the Rays guys, I think that's really compelled my game to the point where it's at now and allowed me to get more strikeouts.
And what do you think specifically in terms of working with the Rays organization has really helped you? What are some of the things that they really work with you to increase that strikeout total?
We're just talking analytics. A lot of pitching is more analytics once you get to a certain level, and that was the goal for this offseason, was to get my fastball better. And I think because of my fastball, my off-speed plays even better. So that kind of combination has really helped.
And when it comes to the strikeout-to-walk ratio, again, second in all of high A coming into this series, was it more a lot of the same thing in terms of analytically based?
Definitely analytically based, also movement based, and also mindset based. I mean, I'm going out there, I'm attacking the zone. The Rays have preached to me that I got really good stuff, and I'm starting to believe it more and more. So I'm just filling up the zone and going out there, letting my defense play. And if the strikeout comes, it comes.
Yeah, and I'm curious, especially in this day and age when everything is so data-driven, how much of that data do you really take in, and how much of the time are you like, okay, let me just focus on myself and not necessarily listen to all the numbers that are coming in, because it can be a lot and overwhelming at times.
It can be a lot, especially when you're struggling. You're looking at a lot of different things. So I guess when I'm struggling, I look at it less, and then when I'm, you know, kind of cruising, doing my job, I look at it more. Just so I don't overload my mind with too many different analytics and trying to make my body move a certain way. Trying to keep it simple as we can, but also, you know, grow as a pitcher.
Now, yesterday, of course, being July 4th, I know growing up in California, you probably had some fun times. What was July 4th like from where you're from?
Neighborhood, just barbecues, go watch fireworks, we'll shoot them off in the street, maybe go to the lake. It's a good little time.
Yeah, and then, you know, when you talk about kind of from being from California just outside Sacramento, how would you describe to somebody who hasn't been there, you know, what it was like growing up in Roseville, correct?
Yeah, in Roseville. You know, it's really hard for me to describe it because to me it's just so normal. Shoot, lots of neighborhoods, really good school system, shopping malls, great places to eat. I mean, I was just blessed growing up in Roseville, California, and blessed that I was raised by two great parents.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of your parents, what is the role that they've played in your baseball journey from, you know, going, of course, being in high school, Oakmont High School, then going up to U of A, and of course now being here in the Rays organization? Just what's the role that they've played throughout your baseball journey?
So my dad's always been kind of like my mentor, my coach, and the more I progress into professional baseball, I guess the more of a mentor role he's taken. I tend to try and keep things in when things are going bad, and so I always call him whenever, you know, I'm not doing so well and I just need to vent. And then my mother, she's kind of the support system, right? She's always going to be texting me on game days, hey, good luck tonight, I love you so much, those type of things. So it's nice to kind of have, you know, a coach and a mentor, and also like the support system in my mother.
I love that. I know family is so important, especially in a position like this, in a in a career field like this where it's all results based. Now, last thing, I want to end with something fun here. Are you a big ping pong guy? I read that somewhere. Does that still hold true?
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, it definitely holds true. I'm not a good player anymore, but me and my buddy in college, we used to have training sessions after weights in the summers, and we got after it.
So were you the best at U of A, or was there anybody who was better than you?
No, absolutely not. Anthony Susak.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Anthony Susak, Texas Rangers. Yep. He still whips me today, but yeah, he's a good player.
Now I'm wondering, as a big ping pong fanatic myself, why is there no ping pong table anywhere around, or is there one? I just haven't seen it yet.
No, that's a great question. It's something we need to work on and improve on in this clubhouse. But maybe, you know, when we make it to the major leagues, there'll be a ping pong table.
Exactly. A little more space in the clubhouse. Who do you think is the best ping pong player? Do you guys ever have any conversations about that in here?
We don't. We got a foosball legend as, you know, Blake Robertson. He's a really good foosball player. But
of course.
To me, if I had to guess without seeing anybody play, it'd be Garrett Edwards.
Okay. I like that. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for the time, TJ.
Thank you.
In the lot with my old man's hand-me-down, kids in the backseat, dreams spinning round. Met a handshake and a smile from a hometown face at Greenwood Ford. Man, I found my place, built for the road, made for the ride, with my family close and my country pride. From the heart of the bluegrass to the open plains, this Ford's got freedom running through its veins. We're values are strong and they always give more. I got my ride at Greenwood Ford.
It's a beautiful night for baseball here from Bowling Green Ballpark. Aaron Ornstein alongside my partner Nathan Arbaugh. The Hot Rods taking on the Rome Emperors with Marcus Johnson on the hill after a thrilling 4-1 win yesterday to at least put them in position to salvage a series split with a win today. It was in front of a full crowd, a packed house here from Bowling Green on July 4th, and the Hot Rods looking for some more fireworks today, as they put Marcus Johnson on the hill to face this Rome lineup.
Yeah, Marcus Johnson's a guy who, you kind of talked about it earlier, leads the entirety of minor league baseball with a strikeout-to-walk ratio of essentially 70-6. Six walks. I mean, his career average is just as good, but to only give away six free passes is such a huge thing for him. Now I think it becomes working on surrendering a little bit less long balls. That's been the thing that's really hurt him as this season's progressed. So to limit the damage on the long ball and kind of put stuff in play that your defense can work with is going to be huge tonight for Marcus Johnson to kind of find his groove.
And let's get into this Rome Emperor starting lineup. Batting first, playing center field, Lisandro Espinoza. In the two spot, the left fielder, Patrick Kloesi. In the three hole, the first baseman, Wilfer Dung. Batting cleanup, playing right field, is Justin Janis. In the five spot, the shortstop, Ambioris Tavares. In the six hole, the third baseman, Keyshawn Ogans. Batting seven, the DH, Bryson Horn. In the eight spot, the catcher, Matt Cassetti. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Sanchez. With Johnson on the hill for the Hot Rods. Bowling Green in the navy tops, the white bottoms, and it's the visiting Rome Emperors in the gray tops and gray bottoms. Just about set to go as Johnson toes the rubber. Sporting the black and white Adidas cleats, he kicks and fires. First pitch cut on and missed, and we're underway at 6:37. Another great night for baseball, another nice crowd on hand. Last night, nearly 5,000 people here. 0-1 stays high, 1-1. And Nathan, it was an electric atmosphere, especially after that 3-run blast early in this game from Petre.
Yeah, it was great. It was electric down here in downtown BG.
1-1. A big swing and a miss, 1-2.
And it was well over 5,000. I mean, the second most in Bowling Green history, ballpark history. I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah, I should say I shortchanged myself there. It was 6,531.
Yeah. Almost leaving out a full 1,000 people that made their way out here.
I don't know where my mind was at there. 1-2 pitch. inside part of the plate, strike three called, and that is how this game begins. We mentioned off the top an excellent strikeout-to-walk ratio, an incredible strikeout-to-walk ratio, and now 71 strikeouts to only 6 walks on the season for Johnson.
And just went right at him. I mean, 4 pitches is all he needs, and he just finds that inside portion of the zone.
Patrick Kloisi at the plate. Lefty on righty, the first pitch. Big swing and a miss on a breaking pitch from Johnson, and the count's nothing and one. Johnson comes in with a 3-pitch mix. Just so showcase that slider, his best pitch, the 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss on the breaking pitch, and it's nothing and two.
A lot of swing and misses early from Rome right now. They're not getting a good groove on the first couple of pitches.
Also comes in with a fastball in the low 90s, and the changeup that plays in the mid-80s. 0-2 offering. Stays high. On the left side of the infield for the Hot Rods, it's Colmenares at third, Santana at short. On the right side, Horvath on second. And over at first is Blake Robertson behind the plate. Daniel Vaoheen, 1-2, is looped on the ground. One hop to the shortstop, Santana. Backhands, fires across his body to first in time, and there's two down here in the first.
Yeah, with Kloisi's speed, it kind of speeds up that play for Santana just a little bit more, but it was still a great throw from the shortstop to get him with plenty of time to spare, honestly.
Kloisi, a couple stolen bases yesterday. He is not the guy he won on the base paths if you're the Hot Rods. The right-hander Will Verdung at the plate. Johnson at the belt, turns and fires. First pitch upstairs inside, 1-0. To round out the fielding alignment from left to right in the outfield, it's Diaz, Myers, and Aiden Smith in right. Johnson at the belt. Long pause, turns and hurls home. 1-0, another big swing and a miss, 1-1. Hot Rods did not allow a hit until the fourth inning yesterday. 1-1 pitch. Touches the inner half, and Verdung behind 1-2.
Yeah, that was the big thing. They kept Rome off the base path, no hits until the fourth, and then 3 hits in total from the bullpen to the starter. It was a team effort.
I'm shortchanging the Hot Rods' arms. Nichols actually went 4 hitless innings, 1-2. Curls inside, 2-2. And that first hit, it was a very cheap hit. It was a bunt single that barely trickled in front of home plate.
Hey, it's whatever it can take to get over the hump for the first hit, right?
2-2 offering. Fought off foul, loops over the screen behind the plate, and we remain at 2-2. A few clouds beyond the center field fence. The sun is setting. Blue skies. No wind currently. 2-2 pitch. Falls outside, and Verdung puts the count to 3-2. 3-2, two outs, scoreless here on the top of the first. All tied up in the series, 2-2. First 3 games on the road, last 3 here in Bowling Green, 3-2. And that's inside, skips off Vaoheen's glove. It's a leadoff, it's a 2-out walk for Will Verdung, and a very rare free pass for Marcus Johnson.
And right there, too. Again, not something we see almost ever from Marcus Johnson. Then again, Vaoheen's got to be able to squeeze that to at least give it a chance at a look. When it falls out of the mitt, it's a lot harder to call and makes it a lot more difficult for them to ring you up.
And to put this in perspective, this is Johnson's 16th start. First pitch to Janis. The lefty swings, grounds it to the second base side, scooped up by Horvath, and he flips the first in time. 3 outs, and we head to the bottom half of the first. Still scoreless here from Rome, or from Bowling Green. From the Rome Emperors and the Hot Rods.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This is Garrett Edwards, and you are listening to the future stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here from BG Ballpark, Aaron Arnstein, Nathan Arbaugh with you as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. The right-hander Adam Meyer on the hill for Rome to face the Bowling Green Hot Rods order. Let's give that to you quickly. Batting first, playing shortstop Adrian Santana. In the two spot, the right fielder Aiden Smith. Batting third, the DH Emilian Petre. The cleanup hitter, the second baseman Matt Horvath. Batting fifth, the center fielder Noah Myers. Sixth is the catcher Daniel Vaoheen. Seventh, the first baseman Blake Robertson. In the eighth spot, the third baseman Carlos Colmenares. And batting ninth, left fielder John Diaz. He'll face Adam Meyer, a top 30 prospect in the Braves organization, making his 14th start with Rome this season. He kicks and delivers. First pitch falls inside 1-0.
Well, the big challenge today is the plethora of lefties. Only two righties in the lineup, and then obviously the switch hitting Santana. So his fair share of lefties coming his way today.
The righty deals. 1-0 sneaks inside just below the kneecaps. It's 2-0. On the season, has a 5.26 ERA at Rome, which is third worst among all qualified pitchers in this league. 2-0. Targeted just inside, 3-0. Last appeared last weekend, doubleheader against Greenville. Only allowed one run over five innings. 3-0 pitch. And a high strike called as Santana was getting ready to head down the first base. Scoreless here in the bottom half of the first. The 3-1 delivery. Tucked inside on the inner half. It's 3-2.
It's a good fight right now for Meyer to battle back after going down 3-0. Santana's got to be ready to swing the bat because now Meyer's starting to figure out that zone and start to get into his groove.
Meyer shoulder squared to the third base side. He turns and fires. 3-2 misses inside. It's a leadoff walk for Adrian Santana. And he has really had a good eye at the plate. Last six games, he's only struck out once. Last nine games coming into today, he's only struck out twice with a lot of walks during that span. That continues into today, and Aiden Smith is at the plate. The speedy Santana, 32 stolen bases, takes a lead. First pitch, the righty Smith takes on the outer half, 0-1.
And more often than not for Santana, it's that first or second pitch that they're really trying to send him on to get that jump early. The second pitch is where he gets a little bit more pickoff attempts.
There we go, right on cue, a throwback to first.
Yeah, right there. That's, you know, it's kind of that recipe that either Santana's taking the bag, he'll get the pickoff, but then he'll extend his lead the second time, maybe trying to get a little bit of a steal.
Long wait for Meyer. Kicks and fires. 0-1. Golfed out to left field. Playable for Clowisi. He's under it, shaded towards the third base side, and makes the catch for out number one. Nathan, I think we got to put you over at first base. Forget Terry Roth. You look like you know when the guys are throwing back. You might be able to read some minds down there.
Hey, all credit, though. Perry Roth does a great job with these guys. He's got an eye like a hawk. He can read it, and then he's got these guys taken off. He's been taking their speed and using it to their advantage. I mean, 32 steals for Santana, 19 for Smith, 25 for Horvath in the top four.
Petre at the plate. The lefty Petre stands in the pitch. A big hack and a miss, 0-1. On the left side of the diamond for this Rome defense, Ogun's at third, Tavares at short. On the right side, Sanchez on second, and Verdung over at first with Gassetti behind the plate. Meyer turns and fires back to first. It nearly gets away from the first baseman, Verdung. He's able to collect it, and there's still just one strike as Meyer comes set once again.
And I think my point still stands. I think Perry Roth jumped before Santana did because that ball was heading towards the dirt.
0-1, there goes Santana, swing and a miss, throw to second, not nearly in time, and it's a stolen base for Adrian Santana, give him 33 on the season. And he is 13 for his last 13 on the base paths.
Yeah, right there. That's the work of Perry Roth. Very efficient, and he can time it up. He knows when his runners can time it up. He's really got them firing on this base path on all cylinders here in June and July.
Myers steps off, first disengagement, stands back on from the first base side of the rubber. First Tommy's Express car wash stolen base of the day for Bowling Green. 0-2 pitch. Targeted outside and low, 1-2. Left to right in the outfield for Rome, it's Cloese, Espinoza, and Janis. Santana inches off of second, about a six-step lead. Meyer comes home, the 1-2. It's nubbed off the end of his bat, hit his foot first, and that will be a foul ball as it trickles down the first base side. Petre takes a couple steps outside, walks it off after hitting just above his right foot. Has a shin guard on, a knee guard on that right side. Certainly helping with protection on that swing. Santana off second, 1-2 pitch. Skied out to center field, playable for Espinoza, takes three steps back, now comes in, and he makes the catch in left center for out number two. Two down for Matt Horvath, who is red hot right now. 19-game on-base streak.
When you look at the 1-2 punch, Petre, who just got out, 14 games on base. He had Horvath with 19 games. Those two have combined for an absurd amount of runs, 27 total runs between the pair, and then 23 RBIs out of the 116 runs scored by the Hot Rods in that span that Horvath is hitting right now.
Both those guys are red hot, and Horvath looking to continue that today. First pitch, the righty Horvath takes on the inner half. It's 0-1.
I mean, what do you do as an opposing team when you have Santana, who's pretty often nowadays getting on base to lead things off, Smith, who's starting to turn things up, and then Petre and Horvath, who are consistent guys getting on or bringing in runs?
Wrecking crew of the top four in that order. 0-1 pitch. Sneaks outside, 1-1.
Wrecking crew indeed, and Mac Horvath is the sledgehammer. I mean, 12 home runs
yes.
Leading this Hot Rods team.
There was no return of the Mac. Mac has always been here. He has been hot. He has been great all season long. When you look at the power numbers, 1-1. This guy's outside, 2-1.
I mean, what's even better is the in-team competition. Petre and Horvath going back and forth with the RBI lead. Currently, Petre has it after that three-run blast, but Horvath, two RBIs behind. He could tie that with one swing.
The 2-1. Horvath watches it fly outside, 3-1. Both guys are top six in the South Atlantic League in that RBI category. Some healthy competition. It's worked out for them.
It definitely has.
Scoreless bottom half of the first. And the pitch chopped over to the left side. The shortstop Tavares has it from the edge of the outfield grass. A strong throw the first, not in time. Now Santana speeds around third. And he tried to dance around the catcher Gassetti. And he was tagged out as the throw beat him by about three steps. An interesting decision as Santana wheeled around third, but a heads-up play. The throw to first was not in time, but Verdung with the heads-up play to throw home, and he ends up nabbing Santana at the plate. So Horvath reaches, but Santana is caught at home as we head to the top of the second inning. The Hot Rods and the Emperors scoreless here from Bowling Green Ballpark.
Hey, Hot Rods fans, the Mid Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Drew Dowd, and you're listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here for the top of the second inning, it's Roman Bowling Green scoreless after one. It is 5-6-7 due up for the Emperors, Ambioris Tavares, Keyshawn Ogins, and Bryson Horn. To face the starter on the right-hander, Marcus Johnson for Bowling Green. He kicks and turns. First pitch, placed on the outer half, 0-1. An interesting end to the bottom half of the first. A one pitch. Dips inside, it nearly hits Tavares, and it's 1-1.
Well, it certainly fooled Tavares, that's for sure. He got up on one leg and kind of leaned back, thinking it was going to plunk him.
1-1. Falls outside, 2-1. Santana from second base tried to score. Has a lot of speed, but he was out by a mile by about three steps. Horvath, however, reached on the infield single, extending his on-base streak, 2-1. Popped up down the first base side. Shallow right field territory. The second baseman, Horvath, calls off Robertson and makes the catch. For out number one. Keyshawn Ogins at the plate. Reached three times yesterday. Once on a hit by pitch. Once on a walk. Once on an error.
Very unconventional way to do it.
First pitch. Touches the outer half, 0-1. Now can he reach on a hit?
We'll find out. I mean, if you think about it, he reached three times, just as many times as the Emperors did in total via the hit.
One ball, one strike. Top half of the second. Scoreless here from Bowling Green Ballpark. And the pitch is popped down the first base side. Smith comes in. He ranges in, makes the catch. About 20 steps in front of the warning track for out number two. Bryson Horn at the plate. Got the day off yesterday.
And this is the last lefty that Johnson will see the first time through the order. We look at Bowling Green's lineup, lots of lefties, not as many here.
Horn takes on the inner half for a strike, nothing and one.0-1. Breaking pitch. Balls outside, 1-1. Well, you got two right-handed starters going at it. That certainly favors the left-handed hitters. 1-1 pitch. It's smoked into left field. The left fielder Diaz reaches out and makes the catch out in left center for out number three. Nice play by John Diaz, who has some speed himself out in the outfield. We head to the bottom half of the second. Four straight retired from Marcus Johnson. Scoreless from Bowling Green Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Red, White, and Boom is back at Bowling Green Ballpark with the Hot Rods. Join us for nonstop fireworks and some amazing promotions. July 4th, come out and celebrate our nation's birthday with the biggest fireworks in town presented by Jewelry Barn. Saturday, the Tennessee Titans take over, the signed Jeffrey Simmons jersey raffle, giveaways, and live music with dueling pianos. To end the week, Sunday brunch returns to the ballpark. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is Jackson Lancaster, and you're listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
We head to the bottom half of the second inning, Bowling Green and Rome. Each still looking for its first run of the contest. It's 5-6-7 due up for the Hot Rods. Myers, Vaoheen, and Robertson to face Adam Meyer. It's an all-Canadian battle. It's Myers, I should say, against Meyer. Both of those guys from Canada, of course. It's Noah Myers from Ontario. Adam Myers from Vancouver.
You picked the Canadian battle over it's oh. Meyer versus Myers? The S is what they're fighting over?
First pitch. Myers takes on the inner half for a strike. We'll it didn't really occur to me until I started to say their names. Oh, they almost have the same exact last name. I think it's cooler, though. They're both from the great country of Canada. 0-1. Drops outside, 1-1.
I guess for the people at home, one doesn't have the Y, and that would be the one pitching. And then Noah Myers, who's hitting, has the Y in his name.
1-1 pitch. Tapped over to the first base side, fair ball on one hop, glove by Verdung. Throws to first, and the pitcher, Meyer, covers to beat Myers for out number one. So Meyer wins the first battle against his Canadian counterpart. And now it's Daniel Vaiohin.
That won't get confusing tonight, will it?
Hey, as long as it's not a ball hit back to the pitcher, I think we should be okay. Vaiohin at the plate. First pitch to the lefty. He loops it down the third base side. It will fall in foul territory. It's a long run for the third baseman, Ogans, but he can't get there in time.
Well, Ogans certainly gave it a chance. I mean, he was on his horse, and he was shifted back towards the middle, more about a shortstop depth.
Hat came flying off. He gave it his best effort, but just out of his reach. A lot of foul territory here in Bowling Green. Especially down that third base line. Meyer, shoulder squared to the third base side. He rocks and delivers. 0-1, located outside, 1-1. Sticking with the international theme, the 1-1. Big swing and a miss, 1-2. Daniel Vaiohin, he's from Colombia. And Colombia, as you can probably assume, Nathan, it's a pretty big soccer country. Down there in South America, would you have guessed?
Yeah, I feel like I would have. I mean, they've got a lot of World Cup champions down over that way. Uruguay, obviously. Brazil.
There we go. It's been a big week for Brazil soccer. 1-2 pitch. Ball's outside.
You would know more than me.
Don't worry. I won't start talking about soccer on the broadcast, but I will say, Vaiohin, a noted Colombian soccer fan himself. 2-2 pitch. It turned Vaiohin inside, but it pinches the inner half for strike three. And that's the first punch out from Adam Meyer. Two down here in the second. And Blake Robertson at the plate.
This is a guy that's really turned it up here at the end of June, started July. He's really starting to find that swing and really benefiting the bottom half of this order.
Against the lefty, Robertson, first pitch. A big swing and a miss, nothing in one. He said the big key has just been sticking to his approach, staying simple.
Short, sweet, and simple. The three S's.
Oh, one. And there's another S. It's a big swing. It sneaks into right field under the glove of the second baseman, Sanchez. And that is a single for Robertson. And he is red hot. Last 10 games, he's hitting just about .500. Add another hit to his total. It's a two-out knock for Robertson, and Colmenares is at the plate. Colmenares got the start yesterday as well. Reached once on a single, 1-for-3. First pitch to the lefty. Ball's inside at the kneecaps. It's 1-0. Robertson, 10 for his last 18. And this is a guy who spent a lot of the season under that 200 average mark. Now it's north of that number, 1-0. Is knuckled foul, and that goes off of the right leg of Colmenares as he hobbles towards the first base side. Trickled into fair territory, a foul ball nonetheless. He's taking off his protective gear, and now they're awarding him first base.
Well, it's going to be interesting here if we're going to get another look at it.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's difficult to see here on the monitor because unfortunately Meyer's head is in the way. So it is going to be ruled, it looks like, catcher's interference rather than an HBP. Could have gone either way, but I think they're saying catcher's interference, which is the second time we've seen that this week.
Yeah, second time in two games. First pitch to Diaz. Loops just outside, 1-0. So Colmenar is on first after the catcher's interference. Robertson moves to second. John Diaz at the plate, the 9-hole hitter. 1-0 offering. It's ripped on the ground, but tails foul down the third base side, 1-1.
The two approaches right there for base running. Colmenar straight through the bag. Blake Robertson about halfway, knew it was foul, kind of just turned on his heel and started walking back. He's like, it's not worth the extra 30 feet to the bag.
He's not trying to expend any extra energy, especially when temperature is just about 90 degrees at first pitch. 1-1 to the left, Diaz. Myers throws. Dips inside and low, 2-1. Diaz got the day off yesterday. Scoreless here in the bottom half of the second. No hits for Rome, two hits for Bowling Green. 2-1 delivery. Sneaks inside at the hips, and it's 3-1. Robertson reached on a two-out single, squirted into right field. Colmenar has reached first on catcher's interference. Bowling Green, a runner thrown out at home to end the bottom of the first, trying to end this inning differently. 3-1. Swing and a miss. It's 3-2. It was tapped foul, and that hit Gassetti as he hobbles towards his visiting dugout, trying to walk it off.
Right now, that batter's box is pretty dangerous. We've seen a couple of the batters get a little bit hit with the ball, and now the catcher, Gassetti's getting himself a little bit roughed up.
The ball is certainly giving these players a beating through 1.5 innings. The ball is winning the battle. 3-2 coming to Diaz. And the full count offering as Meyer steps off in his first disengagement of the plate appearance.
Well, I think the best way to get back at the ball is to take your anger out on it and crush it over one of the fences. Why not, right?
I agree, and John Diaz certainly has that power. Second on the team in long balls. 3-2. He lifts it foul over home plate and out of play. Both runners will retreat. They were off on the pitch. Robertson on second. Colmenar is over at first. Two down, scoreless bottom half of the second. Lights in full effect. Another great night here from Bowling Green Ballpark. Meyer. He settles, kicks, and delivers. Fought off foul to the screen. And it's a great battle between Meyer and Diaz. The 9-hole hitter is not giving in.
I think the big thing right now is the pitch count. 36 pitches, bottom of the 6 already. Diaz is doing a great job of working that count.
Diaz looking to extend the inning and continue to run up Meyer's pitch count here in the second. 3-2 pitch. Dips just inside, and a bold take from Diaz. He will do just that, and the bases are loaded for the top of the order in Adrian Santana.
Yeah, that's not only a huge take. I mean, that was right on the fine line, but great take from Diaz. Now you load him up for Adrian Santana, who, you know, we've known what he's done. I'm a little bit superstitious.
Oh. I'm not. I'll be the first to admit.
We know you and the voice of the Hot Rods, Riley Edwards, both not fans of superstition. It's okay. We all have our different ways of broadcasting.
I mean, I'd say when it comes to the baseball world, as a meeting on the mound between Gassetti and Meyer comes to an end, baseball players tend to be very superstitious. I mean, even if I go in the clubhouse and I've said the guys are doing really well, somebody will tell me to knock on wood. This has happened multiple times. Even if it's just something, a blanket statement like that. We'll see if Santana continue his success with the bases loaded. First pitch. Falls inside and low, 1-0.
craziest one I've heard is back at Central Michigan. Shout out Jacob Donahue, famous outfielder there for the Chippewas.
Famous.
He put his, absolutely, okay. Everybody in Mount Pleasant knows him, put his left sock on before his right sock.
1-0, game. And that's lifted foul down the third base side, tails out of play. Okay.
Every game. It was very interesting to find out, and I'm like, huh. Now, do they come off in the same order? He says, no, it's kind of just random at that point.
Interesting. Going to the minds of a collegiate ball player. Adrian Santana at the plate, the switch hitter against the righty Meyer. 1-1 pitch. It's skied into left center field. Long run for Espinoza. He gives way for Cloese, makes the catch for out number three. So Adrian Santana leaves the bases loaded, and the Hot Rods and the Rome Emperors go to the third, still scoreless from Bowling Green Ballpark.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mac Horvath, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions of the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here from Bowling Green Ballpark, Aaron Arnstein alongside Nathan Arbaugh, top of the third inning. It is 8-9-1 due up for Rome here in a scoreless ball game from BG. Matt Gassetti, Luis Sanchez, and Lisandro Espinoza due up for Rome. Marcus Johnson back on the hill for the Hot Rods. Speaking of superstitions, I'm sorry, Nathan, but two hitless innings for Johnson.
We are two innings in. What are you doing?
I'm just stating the stats.
Oh, my goodness.
Too early to talk about a no-hitter, first pitch. Gassetti takes on the inner half, strike one. And Nathan's just in disbelief over here. Can't believe I mentioned the two words. A one pitch. Upstairs, whizzes inside, 1-1.
We can promise you, in the Greensboro Grasshoppers' perfect game yesterday, nobody said those words through nine.
Can you promise me that?
1-1. I can't.
Big swing and a miss, 1-2.
I unfortunately cannot, but I feel like nobody said it. I mean, it was the first one in a long time in minor league baseball history. And on the 4th of July, nonetheless, and on the road.
Quieting the Aberdeen crowd. Speaking of minor league baseball, the 1-2 pitch. It's reached out and tapped over to the shortstop, Santana. He gloves from the edge of the outfield grass and fires a throw over the first in time. One down here in the third, and Luis Sanchez at the plate. Sanchez got the day off yesterday. Speaking of minor league scores, time for our first Houchins Insurance Group scoreboard update.
Look at that segue.
You like that? First pitch. Dropped on the inner half, and it's 0-1. Wilmington on top of Jersey Shore, 8-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Hudson Valley on top of Brooklyn, 4-0. Upstairs, 1-1. Top of the eighth as well. Greenville, 7-4 over Asheville, bottom of the sixth. Up City on top of Winston-Salem, 2-0, top of the sixth. Johnson turns, kicks, and throws. 1-1, drops on the inner half, 1-2. Nab the inner corner. Aberdeen and Greensboro, 1-1, top of the fifth. And that does it for your South Atlantic League scores. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Not yet.
1-2 to Sanchez. Looped foul over home plate, out of play. Scoreless here, top of the third. One down for Sanchez. Adam Meyer, who has struggled with pitch count early on. Meanwhile, it's Johnson only at 34 pitches. Johnson steps and throws. 1-2 is reached and lifted into left field. It was a similar swing to Matt Gassetti, but Sanchez puts that one into left field. It's a one-out single as Nathan Arbaugh gives me a mysterious look. I am not going to take credit for the end, for the breakup of that no-hitter. I have nothing to do with that. Rome fans might be happy at me, Hot Rods fans not, but I can guarantee you I had nothing to do with that no-hitter being broken up 5 minutes after I mentioned it.
I will give you, it is only the third inning.
Yes, only the third.
But it is not a coincidence that it is right after you said it.
Back to the top of the order, Espinoza at the plate, righty on righty. Sanchez leads, first pitch, swung on, fouled back, 0-1. Espinoza, Cade backwards, back in the first. Scoreless top of the third, first hit of the day for Rome, two hits for Bowling Green. Johnson ready, steadies and throws. 0-1, flies outside, 1-1.
Well, talking about living for the Saturday night lights, Espinoza built for it this season with Rome. A 341 average on Saturdays, 3 home runs, 7 RBIs for the Emperors this season.
Some good stat digging, Nathan. Throwback to first, not in time. What prompted you to look up his Saturday stats? Espinoza, did you do that with everybody?
With everybody, yeah. It's always interesting. Sometimes I've learned that players hit better on certain days for some reason.
1-1. Popped foul. Over home plate, out of play. 1-2.
Might just be a pure coincidence, but, you know, some guys prefer those day games. So their Sunday numbers are a lot better than their weekday numbers. The weekends are a lot better for some players than the weekday. So it's interesting to take a peek and kind of see. And Espinoza is one of those guys that stands out on Saturdays.
That's interesting. I would chalk it up to mainly pure coincidence, throwback to first, not in time. However, I do agree, I could see, I've never talked to anybody directly who said this, but I could see how players might prefer playing in day games compared to night games.
Well, if you think about it too, more towards the college season where some of these guys are coming from.
1-2. Slapped foul behind the screen, 1-2 again.
Where they're used to those Friday, Saturday, Sunday three-game series that are pretty big in conference, and then the weekday games are still as big, but maybe a little less pressure on top of that during the week.
Speaking of weekend success, as Johnson comes set, kicks and throws. 1-2, that was a nasty breaking pitch, and Espinoza was a mile in front of that. Johnson making Espinoza look foolish for another Atmos Energy, bringing the gas strikeout. Johnson has two, and both of them coming against the Rome leadoff hitter. That was a pretty, pretty nasty and pretty pitch to watch.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Pulled the strings. Another throwback to first. It's not in time. Speaking of weekend success, Nathan, Bowling Green, 10-3 on Fridays, and they're 5-0 at home. I guess they just like to play here on Fridays, and they do well. First pitch is cracked into left field. Long run for Diaz. It's going to fall in fair territory, but into the glove of Diaz for out number three. Had a sprint down the line to make the play, but he camped under it just in time for out number three. First hit allowed from Marcus Johnson and the Hot Rods, but they strand the runner as we head to the bottom half of the third. Scoreless from Bowling Green Ballpark.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From high school heroes to college legends, First Bank is proud to champion our local athletes. But we don't just back you on the field or on the court. We team up with customers to score the wins that grow communities. That takes better products, more accessible, flexible bankers, and the quick answers and solutions you can run with. Don't just make the switch. Make the team that champions community. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Jack Snyder, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
We head to the bottom half of the third inning. It's 2-3-4 due up for Bowling Green. Smith, Petre, and Horvath to face Adam Meyer. It's Tennessee Titans night here from the ballpark, along with a number of other promotions. We have two cheerleaders in attendance. I know you're bummed. Unfortunately, there's a Jeffrey Simmons signed jersey being given away, but doesn't seem like Hot Rods employees are eligible to join that raffle. First pitch to Meyer. Looped foul down the first base side out of play. And rightfully so. I gotta say, Nathan, I'm not understanding.
I just think it would be really cool to throw my name into the hat. I mean, it's a great player right there in Jeffrey Simmons. He's a Titans legend at this point. I mean, it'd be cool to just throw my name in the hat.
A one. He's ripped down the third base side and under the glove of the shortstop Tavares into left field. A leadoff single for Aiden Smith. And here comes the red-hot Emilian Petre.
But yeah, T-Rex in the building, the mascot for the Tennessee Titans. He's a raccoon, by the way, if you were wondering. I didn't know if you gathered that from looking at him, but he is a raccoon.
Raccoon, Tennessee Titans. I'm not seeing
that's why he's T-Rack.
Yeah, but why is he a raccoon? Do they have a lot of raccoons in Nashville? First pitch, there goes the runner. It's a looped foul, and that was going to be headed right in our broadcast direction, in our booth direction, but the net saves us about 50 feet in front of us. It's looped foul for strike one.
Well, Aaron.
Hey, go do some research. Tell me why they're the raccoon.
The raccoon is the state wild animal of Tennessee.
Oh,
that's why.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was not familiar with the state animal of Tennessee. 0-1. Falls inside, 1-1.
I mean, do we dare talk Tennessee Titans football? What do you think, first overall, Cam Ward, do you think he'll step into the quarterback role and get the Titans in the right direction here?
Well, I know you're not a very big Cam Ward fan.
But I am.
I throw back to Fergus, not in time. I heard some Cam Ward slander in the office earlier today. Was that not you?
That was not me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We will absolutely not slander Cam Ward.
Oh,
I think he will be the best quarterback in his class.
Okay.
I think, again, the class is what it is, but I think Cam Ward's an excellent first overall pick.
Of course, a star out of Miami. A lot of success there. Can he translate it to the NFL level?
Yeah, I think he's in a great system, got some good weapons all the way around, and I'm excited to see what he does in his rookie campaign for the Titans.
Scoreless here on the bottom of the third. 1-1 count. Runner on first is Smith. The pitch is outside, and there's no throw down to second. A stolen base for Aiden Smith. Second, Tommy's Express stolen base car wash. Car wash stolen base of this day for the Hot Rods.
Yeah, just a great jump from Aiden Smith there. Just no chance for Gassetti to even make a throw down.
20th stolen base on the season from Smith. 2-1 pitch. Petre lines it on the ground to the second baseman, Sanchez. He has one option, throws to first in time as Smith moves to third on the play. 4-3 on the putout, and Matt Horvath comes to the plate. One down, scoreless bottom half of the third.
Well, Horvath has already extended his on-base streak to 20 games. Now he's got a duck on the pond. Might as well try to bring him in and keep things moving, because Petre did his job, at least moved the runner 90 feet away, so anything in play will hopefully score the runner.
First pitch to the righty, Horvath. Pinches the inner half, nothing and one. 20-game on-base streak after the infield single in the first for Mac. The Mac attack out in full force from June into here into July. 0-1. Swing and a miss. He's down nothing and two. You a big Macklemore guy?
Big Macklemore guy?
Do you remember the song Thrift Shop? I'm a couple years older than you, but that was popular, I remember, way back when. 0-2. He reached out and missed that. Horvath goes down by way of the K. And there's two down here on the bottom of the third for Noah Myers. Second punch out on the night for Meyer.
So I don't know if you have heard yet or not from Riley. Music, not my thing. I can hear the song. I'll be like, yeah, I know that. Don't know the name. Don't know the artist.
First pitch. Dips inside, 1-0. I mean, I'm not a huge music aficionado either, but I feel like if you heard that, I'm not going to try to sing it on air. We did that yesterday with Sweet Caroline. Don't worry if anybody listening, I will not do that again. 1-0 to Myers. Myers grounds it to the first base side. Backhanded play by Verdung, and he flips once again to the pitcher, Meyer. It's a 3-1 put out from Meyer over on Myers. We head to the top of the fourth inning as the Hot Rods strand a runner on third. It's scoreless from Bowling Green Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Red, White, and Boom is back at Bowling Green Ballpark with the Hot Rods. Join us for nonstop fireworks and some amazing promotions. July 4th, come out and celebrate our nation's birthday with the biggest fireworks in town presented by Jewelry Barn. Saturday, the Tennessee Titans take over, the signed Jeffrey Simmons jersey raffle, giveaways, and live music with dueling pianos. To end the week, Sunday brunch returns to the ballpark. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is Gary Goho, and you are listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rod Baseball Network.
Back here from Bowling Green Ballpark, Aaron Arnstein alongside Nathan Arbaugh. We head to the top of the fourth inning, still scoreless from Bowling Green Ballpark. And to take us the next three innings, it's Nathan.
Thanks so much, Aaron. I can confirm, after a little bit of singing from Aaron, he did pretty good. Thrift Shop, or Thrift Store.
Thrift Shop.
Yes, Thrift Shop. I do know the song, so if anybody at home was wondering, I have heard it, just no idea the name, no idea who sings it. And with that, let's get to the top of the fourth here. Still not at zero, and it's Marcus Johnson to face Will Verdung, the leader in average for the Rome Emperors. Johnson set. Fires home the first pitch. Missed high above the zone, with the fastball clocking in at 92. 41 pitches deep into the outing for Johnson through three scoreless innings of work. 1-0. That one finds the bottom portion of the zone. Johnson's knotted us back up at one. Looks in, gets his sign from Vaoheen behind the dish. 1-1. That one is pounded right back into the mask of Daniel Vaoheen into foul territory. That'll ring your bell, but that's why you're wearing the mask. Vaoheen takes it off, takes a look. I think he's more worried about damage to the mask. Looks all good as he reapplies it. Back in the stance. Johnson from the windup. Here it is. Goes to the slider, misses outside the zone, ties us back up at two. As the sun begins to set in the backdrop of Bowling Green Ballpark, 2-2 pitch comes home. Mitch is just outside the zone, really working outside into the righty Will Verdung. All tied up here, the payoff pitch from Johnson. Got him looking on the outside corner. Masterclass upstairs and outside from Johnson. It's his third punchy of the evening. So that paves way to the left-handed right fielder, Justin Janis. First delivery finds the outside corner. Righty on lefty matchup, still scoreless here in the top of the fourth. One away and nobody on, 0-1 delivery. Missed highs. Went back to the fastball. Fastball just not finding the zone right now for Johnson. Marcus Johnson leads all of minor league baseball with an incredible strikeout-to-walk ratio, 1-1. missed below the zone, skips off Vailheen's equipment and back towards the Emperor's dugout. Ambrose Tavares, who is in the on-deck circle, the ball skipped off the netting and in front of him. Instead of grabbing it, he threw his bat to stop it from rolling. Creative. 2-1 pitch. Line right back up the middle, into center field, down for a base knock. Janis will reach with one away, and the Emperors have something building here in the top of the fourth. So now it is the right-handed Ambrose Tavares. 0-1 with a pop-out back in the second. Wide stance, waving the grain bat over the black helmet. Johnson comes set from the belt buckle. Kicks and fires. Check swing, the appeal to the field, no go. Says today's field umpire, Michael Cross, behind the dish, Gustavo Garza. Johnson back to work from the third base side of the slab. Deep breath and deals. Goes to the slider, slithers in for a strike. 1-1 your count. One away and a runner on first. Scoreless between the Emperors and the Hot Rods, who series-wise are knotted at two. Pitch home. Broken bat right to short. Santana drops out of the mitt, goes to second. And they're going to say it's on the catch and on the transfer. So they're just going to rule Tavares is out. It's going to be a catch at Santana. He had it in the mitt, dropped it on purpose to get the out at second. Doesn't matter. Still finds an out and a runner still on first. What a unique play there. Not something we see every day. Santana was trying to be tricky with it. Fortunately, Michael Cross doesn't award it to him, and it's Keyshawn Ogun's in from the right side. First pitch home from Johnson in the dirt. Vailheen goes back to first. Janis back in safely. So the third baseman Ogun's reached unconventionally on an error, an HBP, and a walk yesterday. Trying to get his first base knock here at Bowling Green Ballpark. Marcus Johnson asks for the signs again. Gets it from Vailheen with 6 seconds on the pitch clock. Works tall, wheels and deals. Fouled back into the netting. So the former Blue Devil, Marcus Johnson, spent his entire college career with the Blue Devils at Duke. He was top 10 in the conference with about 10 strikeouts per 9 innings. Comes set. 1-1 pitch home. Here it comes. Pickoff attempt, rather, back to first. Janis in safely. First disengagement from Marcus Johnson. He's got two outs in the inning and a scoreless top of the fourth. It's just Janis at first. Now with his gray uni covered in dirt. 1-1 home. Laced to deep right center field. Smith ranging over. Myers calls him off and makes the catch just in front of the Franklin Bank sign in deep right center field to retire the side. One runner reaches and is stranded. Marcus Johnson threw four clean. We'll head to the bottom of the four. See if the Hot Rods can find the scoreboard first here in the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Adam Boucher, and you are listening to the future stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Adam Meyer back onto the hill here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network. Nathan Arbaugh, Aaron Arnstein with you tonight on this beautiful Saturday evening. The clouds have become that cotton candy pink in the sky, which just is such a beautiful view in the backdrop here at Bowling Green Ballpark as the lights begin to come on. Adam Meyer back on the bump, and he'll face the catcher Daniel Vaoheen for the second time through. Struck out looking the first time through, one of two punch outs today for Meyer. Righty on lefty matchup. This is this first of four straight lefties he will see, and then the switch hitting Santana, which you can almost expect to be from the left side. So Vaoheen digs into the back of the box, looks at Meyer, set from the chest, peers in, gets his sign from the catcher Gassette. First delivery, right over Broadway, gets us started here in the bottom of the fourth. Still scoreless between Bowling Green and Rome. A one offering. Golfed right over the Hot Rods dugout and into foul territory. So now behind 0-2. For Adam Meyer, he gives you a lot of different options. Another four-pitch mix, singular to Bauman we saw yesterday. 26 prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization hurls the 0-2. Launched deep to right center field. Got Janis, the right fielder, on his horse. They look up, and this one isn't coming back. Daniel Vaoheen, his fourth home run of the year, and the Hot Rods have the lead here on Saturday night. Absolute moonshot from the catcher. And now, with nobody out, Blake Robertson, who's hitting nearly 500, will get his hacks. First delivery. Missed high and outside. Well, Daniel Vaoheen been struggling as a recent, but that's definitely a spark he was looking to grab. 1-0 pitch. Missed inside. So now 1-0, Bowling Green leads over the Rome Emperors here in the bottom half of the fourth. Nobody on and nobody out for the first baseman, Blake Robertson, who's 1-for-1 with a single. 2-0 delivery. Missed outside. Robertson, one of three runners stranded on in that second inning. Bases were juiced. Fortunately, no runs were plated for Bowling Green. Meyer, deep breath, delivers home. Just missed outside. And for Adam Meyer, it's been quite the journey for him after he transferred out after a big season. As Blake Robertson will take his trot. Four straight balls. So a runner is on with nobody down, and Carlos Colmenares will come up. Left-handed third baseman will get his chance now. He reached on a catcher's interference back in the second. First pitch. Golfed back out of play over our heads and onto 8th Avenue behind the ballpark. But for Meyer, it's been a go of things for him. After transferring from the University of British Columbia, where he played both ways, he hit well at 290 average there and pitched well with a 284 ERA. 0-1 pitch to Colmenares. Slow chopper to the right side. Second baseman can't field it. Sanchez, it scoots into right field. Robertson gets the wave around second. He'll get the stop sign at third. It's an error from the second baseman, Sanchez, and now there's runners on the corners. Second error of the game for the Emperors, and this is another one that allows Carlos Colmenares to reach base. So an E2 in the second and an E4 now in the fourth. There's going to be a meeting on the hill. Everybody from the infield will push in to talk to Meyer. Gassetti's come in. There is some action in the Rome bullpen. Just trying to settle your guys down. Nobody out. Runners now at the corners. And a 1-0 deficit already for the Emperors. So pitching coach Horacio Ramirez out there right now with his guy trying to settle him down. But as we were talking about, Meyer went both ways at the University of British Columbia. Had a breakout season with them. Transferred to the University of Oregon. And that strong season was in the Cape Cod League in the summer of 21. So he transferred to Oregon. He made just three starts before he tore his UCL, unfortunately ending his season That led to internal brace surgery, but the Braves drafted him in the seventh round in 2022. And because of that, he missed the entire 2023 season and debuted in 2024. John Diaz now up from the left side, meeting adjourned. Pickoff attempt back to first. Colmenares back in, head first slide. Close play, but no dice. So Diaz with runners at the corners and nobody out. But what a comeback for Meyer, who's now the 26th prospect in the organization. First pitch. Hot shot right over the head of Colmenares into right field. Blake Robertson will score standing up. Colmenares getting the wave around third. Diaz chugs to third. Colmenares will be standing up. The throw to third, not in time. Stand up triple for John Diaz. Diaz putting in some work, and the Hot Rods lead it 3-0. And now the lineup card will flip over. Adrian Santana in from the left side. Runner on third and still nobody out. First pitch. Slow tapper on the first baseline. Foul ball just to the right of the first base pillow. Perry Roth kept pointing insistently into fair territory. But home plate umpire Gustavo Garza says not so fast. So 0-1 start here for Santana. Infield pushed in for the Emperors. 0-1 pitch. Hot shot to right field. On a line, drops in front of the right fielder, Janis. Diaz will score standing up. And Santana extends the lead 4-0, Bowling Green. That was a tricky one there. Janis came charging in, realized he couldn't get there in time. Diaz had tagged as a result, but still has plenty of speed to get home. RBI single for Santana, 4-0, and Aiden Smith in from the right side. First pitch, missed outside to the right fielder and number 4 prospect in the Rays organization. 4 runs already plated in the inning. Santana has to take off the shin guard. Meyer back on the bump. First base side of the slab. Righty on righty matchup. Pickoff attempt back to first. Santana in, hopping back. So first disengagement for Meyer. 33 bags now. He's already stolen one today. Next pitch, missed outside. Pickoff attempt from the catcher, back to first, not in time. Santana in safely. It was an extra hop step with the pitch. Because of that, Gassetti had to try and make him think twice about it. 2-0 count now on Smith. Pitch home. Santana takes off. Pitch missed low, and it falls out of the hands of Gassetti. Second stolen bag of the evening for Santana. Make it 34 stolen bases. Another Tommy's Express car wash stolen base. Now there's a runner in scoring position with nobody down here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 delivery. Dots the inside corner from Meyer, trying to stop the bleeding here in the bottom of the fourth. 4 runs have already come across and no outs recorded for the Emperors. Santana leads off second. Pitch delivery home to Smith. Missed high and extended. 5-pitch walk for Aiden Smith. 2 ducks on the pond for Emilian Petre. Well, not the guy you want to see coming to the plate if you're the Emperors. The left-handed Petre, who's getting designated hitting duties today, in the past 30 days, leads the entire South Atlantic League with a above 350 average. He's trying to increase that 14-game on-base streak. First pitch, missed inside. Petre, a 3-run bomb yesterday in a very similar situation. Nobody out, runners on first and second, and it was Santana and Smith who were on base. 1-0 pitch. High chopper back up the middle. The second baseman, Sanchez, fields it, has trouble on the exchange. Everybody's going to be safe. It's going to be a base knock for Emilian Petre. Make it 15 straight games on base, and the bases are juiced.
And Nathan, this is something else. 7 hitters sent to the plate here in the fourth, and all 7 have reached.
absolute madness right now from Bowling Green here in the bottom of the fourth. It's already a 4-0 lead with nobody out. Mac attack. Mac Horvath comes to the plate, already 1-for-2 on a 20-game on-base streak. First delivery to the righty. Missed high above the zone. So it's Santana at third, Smith at second, Petre at first. Meyer set from the chest. Deep breath. Heaves the 1-0. Pitch missed outside the zone. Well, Vejohin got us started with a leadoff home run. It was a base on ball from Blake Robertson. Carlos Colmenares reached on an E4. A triple from John Diaz brought two more home. Single from Adrian Tantana scored one more. A walk and a single get you here. 2-0. Line deep down the left field line. Back towards the wall. It's over the leaping left fielder, Cloisi. Two runners are going to score. Petre, who had to hold up, will stop at second. It's a single that brings home two runs. The scoring ways continue. A sixth spot here in the bottom of the fourth.
This Hot Rods team red hot at the plate here in this fourth inning. Make it 8 consecutive guys reaching base, and that finally prompts a mound visit. And looks like it's the end of the road for the right-handed Meyer.
Yeah, clap here from the manager, Angel Flores. Call to the bullpen will be made. We'll get you the name and number on the other side. Hot Rods cruising right now. It's 6-0. We'll be right back here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Min Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Drew Dowd, and you're listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Well, things have begun to unravel for the Rome Emperors here. A sixth spot and still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Nathan Arbaugh, Aaron Arnstein along with you, and the day for Adam Meyer is over. As always, this call to the bullpen is brought to you by Scoutway Services. Hey fans, you need to take out your trash? Call Scoutway Services for your commercial and residential waste service needs. Scoutway Services, keeping Bowling Green clean. They'll finally go to a lefty. It's Jacob Gomez to face the lefty, Noah Myers. So we won't get the third edition of Meyer versus Myers. But Gomez, with runners on first and second, will try to get a first out. First pitch. Golf down the left field line, ranging towards the Hiller corner. Hogan's the first third baseman, and the left fielder, Cloisi, will give it a look, but cannot get there. So Myers will stop behind, 0-1. So it's Horvath at first, Petre at second. 6-0, Bowling Green in the bottom of the first. Fourth. So Gomez leads over the slab, comes set from the belt buckle. The lefty heels, 0-1. Popped up, back out of play. It's now 0-2.
Myers is trying to do something that you very rarely see at the pro level. 9 consecutive hitters reaching to begin the inning.
Yeah, not very conventional for sure. Big inning for the Hot Rods, though. 0-2 pitch. Check swing, missed low, no challenge. It's the first ball of the at-bat for Noah Meyer. Yeah, the most runs in the inning for the Hot Rods, 7. They've done it twice, at Asheville on June 24th, and then in the first month against Hub City, both of those on the road. Trying to break that here. 1-2. Missed outside from Gomez. For Gomez, only his 9th appearance out of the pen for the Emperors. He's 0-1 with a 1.20 ERA through 15 innings of work, 16 punch-outs to just 8 free passes. He's set, ready to go. 2-2. Again, launched back out of play by Myers. Well, I've got to ask, because unfortunately it's not Adam Meyer anymore, but Meyer or Myers when you're referring to the store?
Oh, I don't have any of those where I'm from.
It's a Midwest thing, I know.
So I'm not really sure what the right answer is.
Wow. Wow. Well, there is an S, so it is Myers.
Oh.
Or actually, no, there isn't an S.
I was going to
say there is an S. Break even. Missed outside. Sorry, I'm just in the habit of always calling it Myers, which is technically incorrect because there is no S. You haven't gone shopping here at the Meyer in Bowling Green?
No, I always go to the IGA and the Walmart.
Interesting.
And the Trader Joe's.
Payoff. Launched a deep right center field. It's Janis, the right fielder, ranging over. Now Espinoza, the center fielder, takes over, makes the catch. Tagging from Petre from second. He'll be in standing up. And now there's runners at the corners. And the first out retired in the inning. Well, it took nine batters to come up for the Emperors to get their first one. And now they've had it. And it's the man who started it all, Daniel Vaoheen, launched a solo home run to lead us off in this inning, believe it or not. He comes up for the second time through. Runners at the corners and one away. 6-0 Bowling Green lead. First delivery from Gomez. The lefty Vaoheen watches it in the outside corner. 90 miles per hour from Gomez. He leans over the third base side of the slab. Comes set. Hurls the 0-1 home. Horvath takes off from second. No throw. It's a stolen bag for Mac Horvath. 26 of the year. Now there's two runners in scoring position for Vaoheen. Just absolutely executed to perfection from Bowling Green.
Horvath successful in his last 13 attempts.
1-1. Missed outside the zone. Vaoheen puts the stop sign on for Petre at third. So still only one out in the inning. Plenty of damage can still be done from Bowling Green. 2-1 home. Missed again outside the zone. Really working on the outside part of the plate to the lefty. Wants a fair share of lefties for Gomez. Vaoheen, Blake Robertson waiting on deck, Carlos Colmenares, and John Diaz. And that's the top of the order with Santana. 3-1. Missed outside. 5-pitch walk from Gomez. Bases are loaded again for Bowling Green. Blake Robertson walked in his first plate appearance of this inning. He's 1-for-1 today with a walk in that single. He's got the bases loaded. Last couple of games, swinging nearly 500. First delivery. Missed outside the zone to Robertson.
Up and down this Hot Rods lineup, they're just starting to click at the right time, although they've already clinched the postseason spot. Never helps to win more games in the second half.
1-0 pitch. Missed outside the zone. Yeah, don't tell them that. Let them keep winning. I mean, clinch the first half. Why not win the second half outright? Pitch. Off-speed dots the inside part of the zone. It's now 2-1 to Robertson with the bases loaded.
And the thing that's really impressed me about this Hot Rod side is they've been able to score a lot of runs recently without a long ball.
2-1. Missed below and outside. Yeah, only one home run. That was the Emilian Petre home run yesterday on the 4th. That's the only home run of the month so far for Bowling Green. They're not a team that might dazzle you with power, but they'll dazzle you with the ability to just create runs on the diamond. 3-1 pitch. Missed outside. Robertson will walk home a run. That brings up Carlos Colmenares, who has reached base twice, both via the two errors in the game for the Emperors. So unconventional, but you'll take it however you can get it. Delivery home. Finds the outside corner at 90 miles per hour. It's 0-1. Bases juiced, one out, 7-0 now Bowling Green here in the bottom of the 4th. That ties their season high for most runs. 0-1. Off speed, shaked off by Colmenares, missed below the zone. Third time this year, Bowling Green has scored 7 runs in an inning. Gomez set. Works tall, 1-1 home. Way out in front, Colmenares went chasing. Now in the hole, 1-2. Lefty on lefty matchup. Emperor's hoping this benefits them at some point here. Gomez trying to work out of a sticky spot with the bases loaded. Gomez delivers. Missed outside. We're back to the 2-2 tango.
And Gomez, he is somebody who is a high strikeout pitcher. 48 strikeouts over 36 innings. Control really hasn't been an issue most of this season, but we've seen 2 free passes here in this outing.
2-2. Missed outside. Close spot on the upstairs corner. It's now another full count. Danger of walking in. Another run for the Hot Rods. Massive pitch here for Gomez. Break even. Swing and a miss from Colmenares. Got him chasing with the high heat. Now there's 2 away. That brings up John Diaz. Tripled and brought home 2 runs in his first plate appearance here in the fourth. He's got the bases juiced. 2 away. 7-0 Bowling Green. First offering. Bouncer in the dirt. Diaz just gives it a look.
And with all the speed on this Hot Rod side, it's actually Diaz who is the team leader in triples with 4. Had this top 5 in the South Atlantic League.
Yeah, there was no doubt when he took the second, he was going all the way to 3. 1-0. Lined into deep center field. Espinoza, the center fielder, ranges in, stands still, catches it on a line to finally get the Emperors out of the inning. 7 runs come across to score in the bottom of the fourth. It's a 7-0 bombing from the Hot Rods. We'll head to the top of the fifth. See if the Emperors can respond here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mid Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, big fun at the Mid is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Aiden Smith, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
One of the best innings of the year for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. 7 runs come across in the inning. Daniel Vaoheen goes yard. John Diaz brings in 2 with a triple. Mac Horvath gets in 2 with a triple. Adrian Santana grabs an RBI. Plenty of love to go around all the way across the board for Bowling Green. Nathan Arbaugh, Aaron Arnstein, and Marcus Johnson, probably the happiest guy in the ballpark. He's got a 7-run cushion here in the top of the fifth.
And he's pitched pretty nicely. 4 shutout innings. He's only allowed 2 hits. Scattered a couple runners. He's looked strong.
First pitch home to the lefty Horn. Chopper to the right side of the infield. Horvath, the second baseman, fields on 2 hops, goes the short way to first in time for 1 up and 1 down on 1 pitch to get us started in the fifth.
And that'll help for the pitch count.
Certainly will, sitting at 57 to begin the fifth. So that brings up Matt Gassetti, the former Crimson Tide. What an awesome story he has to finding his way to Alabama. For that, Johnson hurls the first pitch home. Right over Broadway, gets us started. Well, Gassetti started out catching at the University of Florida, but it was before he even began his freshman year that he played some summer ball during COVID. 0-1. Dots the inside corner. And that's where he met his pitching buddy, Garrett McMillan. So those two, he was in community college, Garrett McMillan was, and he eventually found his way to Alabama. 0-2. That one domes right on the inside elbow of Gassetti. He'll be awarded first, but he's doubled over in pain right now. Oh, boy, that is not what you want to see. Trainers are sprinting out to check on him. Angel Flores, the manager, comes down the third baseline. Trainer Tom Adams will take a look at him as well. It's that left elbow. It hits straight on that elbow pad. That's why you wear it. You heard the clank of the elbow pad, but that's still going to sting a whole lot.
Yeah, that did not sound good, Nathan. You could hear that from up here, like you said.
So as everybody breaks, Gassetti's all right. So he'll take his stroll to a standing ovation from the Hot Rods crowd down to first. But I do want to finish his story because he caught 2 years at Florida and his buddy Garrett McMillan transferred to Bama. So Gassetti might not have got the playing time he wanted at Florida, so he puts his name into the portal. It's his buddy Garrett McMillan that gives his coach at Alabama a text and says, hey, take a look at this guy, because they built such a good relationship in summer ball. Alabama ends up recruiting him. Gassetti comes over, commits, joins forces. Now he's with the Braves, and McMillan is with the Pirates.
We saw him a couple weeks ago.
So there is a ball here on the field as some kids are pointing. So time will be called as the right fielder Smith has to go and retrieve it and give it back to the kids on the berm. Yes. The fun thing, though, is he has been recently promoted to AA with the Altoona Curve. But McMillan, on September 1st of 2024, the Grasshoppers took on the Emperors. Gassetti was in the lineup. McMillan came in relief. First pitch home to Luis Sanchez. Dots the inside corner. Two batters away. They pull McMillan before he faces his former teammate, the guy that helped recruit him to Bama. So they have yet to face off in the majors. 0-1. Missed upstairs, or in professional ball, I could see. But what a great story of friendship there, where the guy you played summer ball with helps get you recruited to the University of Alabama. He's on first with one away. 7-0. Hot Rods leading the top of the fifth. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Sanchez. Now in the hole, 1-2. Sanchez 1-for-1 with a single back in the bottom of the third. Or top of the third, I should say. Johnson set from the belt. Fires home. Check swing. Pitch missed high. Did not go around. Knotted at 2 here in the top of the fifth. Infield shaded. Matt Horvath, that is, just to the right of the second base bag. Break even. High bouncer to the second base pillow. Horvath goes to second for one. Santana, no throw on to first. It'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. So that puts a second out on the scoreboard. And Luis Sanchez will trade places with Matt Gassetti. Flips over the lineup card for Lisandro Espinoza, the right-handed center fielder.
Trying to avoid the sombrero. 3 strikeouts in the game.
Yeah, already his third at-bat. He's gone down looking, gone down swinging. First delivery. Right over Broadway. I mean, Espinoza didn't even look ready for the pitch. He just stood there and watched it.
He was settling into the box. Johnson likes to work quick. Gotta be ready.
He's already set from the belt. Fires home. Popped up on the first base side, back out of play.
Well, if you take out the 7-run inning for the Hot Rods back in the fourth, this game has moved on pretty quickly because there's just been zeros across the board outside that fourth.
Yeah, big bottom of the fourth as the Hot Rods well in front, 7-0. 0-2 pitch. Off speed, good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Lisandro Espinoza. Fourth punch out for Johnson. He's on cruise control. 7-0, Hot Rods lead over the Emperors. Went to the bottom half of the fifth. See if there's some more offense in the bat of the Hot Rods. We come back on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Blake Robinson, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hot Rods back up to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth. A 7-0 Bowling Green lead. Nathan Arbaugh, Aaron Arnstein here with you as Jacob Gomez will get his second full inning of action. Yes, full inning because he had to come in relief and try to stop the bleeding. And Adam Meyer left him. It's a 7-run bottom of the fourth that gets us here, Aaron.
And this is a Hot Rods side. Held quiet the first three innings in terms of runs scored, but they exploded. A touchdown in the fourth on Tennessee Titans night.
First pitch to Adrian Santana, taking his cuts from the right side. Misses upstairs. That's a good point. Seven on a Titans night. Hopefully Titans are putting up more than sevens, though, this season. 1-0. Fouled back into the netting. I know you're a big football guy, as in a Philly fan.
The words.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the Lombardi. I will give that to you.
L-E-S. Eagles. Riley would have kicked me off on the broadcast by now.
Yes, as a Lions fan myself, I feel like we could have beaten you guys. 1-1. Missed upstairs and outside to Santana. I just felt like if we got the opportunity, we were taking down the birds.
We beat the Commanders and we beat the Commanders.
It was one slip up. It was one slip up.
2-1.
Right in the inside corner, ties us back up at 2. Yeah, I'll say it. I mean, it was a major slip up because it eliminates you from contention, but I felt like that was a really good year for the Lions, and we'll see what this year brings. Break even. Swing and a miss from Santana. Down on strikes. So one up and one down. That brings up the right-handed right fielder, Aiden Smith, who's 1-for-2 with a single, a stolen base, a base on ball. First delivery from the lefty. Curveball finds the heart of the plate. Well, how do you feel? I mean, Super Bowl champs, that's pretty big.
How do I feel? I mean, what kind of question is that, Nick? Well, how do I feel?
0-1 pitch. Just off the nub of the bat, back towards the backstop. That's the second Super Bowl for the Birds in your lifetime?
Yeah, yep.
What does it feel like? As a Lions fan, I do have to ask.
Well, I mean, it feels elation. It feels like elation. I have to say, once you win that first one, the second becomes a lot less.
0-2, swing and a miss upstairs from Smith. Back-to-back punch-outs for Gomez.
The second one, I don't want to say a lot less, but it becomes less special because you've already won one. And I've been very spoiled because I've seen two in the last couple of years. And I've been to multiple NFC Championship games. I've been to almost every single home playoff game during all of their runs in the playoffs. So I'm very lucky. I've never seen an Eagles playoff loss.
First pitch to Petre. Gets him started on the outside corner for the DH from the left side. Well, that must be nice. I haven't seen a single Super Bowl appearance for the Lions. 0-1 pitch. Missed outside, just below the zone.
Yeah, I mean, going to Lincoln Financial Field during a playoff game, there's nothing like it. The Philly crowd, that there really is nothing like it.
1-1 offering. Missed inside. I guess as an unbiased NFC East fan, what do you think happens with the North? I mean, the North, a lot of good teams. Vikings always find a way to be good. The Bears are turning things around. 2-1 pitch. Missed below the zone. Obviously, the Packers are always solid, and the Lions obviously are projected as the favorite, but in Michigan, it doesn't feel like that, especially with losing both coordinators this offseason.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we'll see. The Eagles have a new OC. I don't know. I think it's going to be tight up top, but the Lions certainly will be in contention.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, they are the favorites in the North. At least I would say so.
3-1 pitch. Missed outside. Petre loses the bat. It's a two-out walk.
These guys are really stuffing the stat sheet tonight.
Yeah, I mean, really pouring it on. Everybody, almost everybody, I should say, has reached base. Matt Horvath now up. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles, 2 RBIs, a stolen base in there.
I mean, ironically, everyone's reached base at least twice, except for Noah Myers, who is the second base on base percentage in the league.
Pickoff attempt. They've got Petre in a pickle. He's running towards second. The first baseman misses the tag. Throw back to first. Gomez is covering. Still in the pickle. Petre motors. Goes to second. Tavares applies the tag. Petre showing off a little bit of the jukes. Can't quite get into second base. That'll end the inning on a pickoff attempt, and that'll put it to a close. Still 7-0 Bowling Green. We head to the top of the six here in the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, Hot Rods fans, the Mid Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From high school heroes to college legends, First Bank is proud to champion our local athletes. But we don't just back you on the field or on the court. We team up with customers to score the wins that grow communities. That takes better products, more accessible, flexible bankers, and the quick answers and solutions you can run with. Don't just make the switch. Make the team that champions community. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
It's Gerlin Rosario, and you're listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Marcus Johnson back on the hill here to start the top half of the sixth. Nathan Arbaugh, Aaron Arnstein here with you. And this now makes it 10 appearances for Marcus Johnson where he has at least entered in the sixth inning. That's out of 16 starts. So you could do the math there, but that's pretty good, pretty consistent there for Marcus Johnson.
Top 10 in all of the minor leagues coming into this week in innings pitched.
We'll get the lefty, Patrick Kloisi, to get things started, who's 0-for-2 today. 7-0 Bowling Green lead over the Emperors. Johnson's set to go from the belt. Digs in the black mitt. Agrees on his pitch. Deep breath, kicks and deals. Tapper back up the middle. Santana fields on 2 hops. Leaping throw to first on the money. 1 up and 1 down. And that's, again, second straight inning. 1 pitch, 1 ground ball, 1 out.
And Johnson looks great. Had an even 70 pitches. We'll see if he has another clean inning, if he might have a chance to go out for the 7th frame.
It'll be the righty first baseman, Wilver Dung. 0-for-1 with the punch out today. First pitch. Finds the upstairs part of the zone. And the bad news for us is it's top of the sixth. It's time for Houchins Insurance Group scoreboard update. And you have left me the major leagues.
Wow, bad news. It's an honor.
First delivery, or second pitch, into the zone. Well, we're working on crunch time, so let's jump into it.
Let's go.
We'll start with the parent club. They've gone final in the Twin Cities. They fall to the Minnesota Twins 6-5. Both teams with 11 hits and 1 error, so pretty identical lines. Johnson gives a nod. Deals the 0-2. Missed outside. A lot of more games gone final. Cubbies fall to the Cardinals 8-6 at Wrigley. Blue Jays take down the Angels in Toronto 4-3 in 11 innings. And then the Red Sox whomp the Nationals 1-2. Just missed outside. 10-3. Red Sox beat the Nats. Phillies defeat the Reds 5-1 at home. Diamondbacks take down the Royals 7-1. 2-2. High bouncer down the first baseline. Robertson fields it, but in foul territory. So that keeps us at 2-2. Braves fall to the Orioles 9-6 in 10 innings. The Mets beat the Yankees in the New York showdown. It's 12-6 in favor of the Mets. Juan Soto continues to kind of get his revenge against the Yankees. Marlins take down the Brewers 4-2. and the rest of the games are in action or soon to be in action. Break even again. Popped up, drifting towards the foul line on the first base side, back out of play. So it's the end of the eighth in Cleveland. It's the Detroit Tigers up 1-0. End of the sixth in L.A. The Dodgers trail the Astros 5-4. 2-2 one more time. Went to the off speed. Just got a piece of it off the end of the bat was Verdung. And a couple games just getting started. Top of the first in Colorado. The Rockies and the White Sox scoreless. And the rest of the games are warming up. 2-2 again. Inside corner. Froze him in the box. Fifth punch out for Marcus Johnson. Two outs here in the top of the six. That brings up Justin Janis. Righty on lefty matchup. Let's quickly finish it out. Rangers and Padres just about underway. 10:05 start for the Athletics hosting the Giants. First pitch, Janis gets it off the end of the bat and back out of play. And then our final game, Mariners host the Pirates at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that'll do it for our Houchins Insurance Group scoreboard update.
Very good, Nathan.
Yeah,
right on time.
Surprised we got it done.
Got it all in.
0-1 pitch home. Janis lines this one deep to center field. Myers ranging to his left, catches on the run that gets us out of the inning. Perfect timing. 10 games out of 16 starts for Marcus Johnson. He's through six. 7-0 Bowling Green lead. We head to the bottom half of the six here in the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Red, White, and Boom is back at Bowling Green Ballpark with the Hot Rods. Join us for nonstop fireworks and some amazing promotions. July 4th, come out and celebrate our nation's birthday with the biggest fireworks in town presented by Jewelry Barn. Saturday, the Tennessee Titans take over, the signed Jeffrey Simmons jersey raffle, giveaways, and live music with dueling pianos. To end the week, Sunday brunch returns to the ballpark. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is TJ Nichols, and you are listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
So a new pitcher into the game for the Rome Emperors, number 22, Justin Long, the right-hander, 6'1", 180, will come to the game for Jacob Gomez, who made it through two innings. So it'll start with the second baseman, Matt Horvath, and then pave way to the lefty, Noah Myers, and the lefty, Daniel Vaohi. Nathan Arbaugh, Aaron Arnstein with you, a 7-0 Bowling Green lead here in the bottom half of the six, and Matt Horvath will dig his way in. As always, this call to the bullpen is brought to you by Scoutway Services. Long set from the belt, delivers home. Missed outside. Fans, you need to take out your trash. Call Scoutway Services for all your commercial and residential waste service needs. Scoutway Services, keeping Bowling Green clean. Second appearance out of the pen for Long this season, 1-0. Missed below the belt. He's 1-0 with a 9 ERA. That one appearance for the Emperors. One hit, one run allowed. Two walks and one strikeout. 2-0 delivery. Missed below the zone. Long trying to find his way into the strike zone out of the pen here. Windmill of the bat for Matt Horvath. See if the stop sign's on. 3-0 pitch. Finds the zone. First strike out of the pen for Long. So nobody out. Seven runs played in that bottom of the fourth puts us here at 7-0. 3-1. Finds the inside corner again. Matt Horvath now full.
That's interesting. We have 10 zeros across the board and then just one crooked number of 7.
It's a big crooked number, too, at that. 3-2. Missed outside, bounced away from the catcher, Gassetti, but Horvath's going to take his time. He's going to take off all the gear. Leadoff walk for Mac Horvath. That brings up Noah Myers. He's the lone hot rod to so far not reach base. We'll see if he can crack that code and make it a perfect 9-for-9.
8 walks for Bowling Green tonight, the team that's second in the South Atlantic League in walks. More walks than strikeouts. Really impressive.
First delivery missed upstairs. Yeah, that is quite impressive. Most walks in a game this season for Bowling Green, 13. They did it against Hub City. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss from Meyer. Myers, I should say.
You're getting tripped up now.
It's okay. We got to lock back in.
Between the pitcher Meyer and the store Meyer, a lot of Meyer tonight.
A lot of Meyer talk. 1-1 delivery. Golfed back out of play on the third base side. It's now 1-2 with nobody out and a runner on first. 7-0, Bowling Green over the Emperors in the bottom of the 6th. I got to ask you, Aaron, because this was brought up to me earlier. Today was the Tour de France. Do you keep up with that? I feel
yes,
like you would.
Yes, today was day one. Yep.
We'll get your thoughts after this pitch. Here it is. Missed well above the catcher, Gassetti. Horvath will take off to second and be in standing up on the wild pitch. So a runner in scoring position now for Noah Myers.
Yeah, well, I it's funny. I'm impressed that you knew today was the start of the Tour de France. I got to turn it back on you. How did you know that? Do you follow?
No.
Tracy. Oh, okay.
2-2. Missed upstairs. Yeah, big shout-out to Tracy. She always leaves some fun stuff on our board behind us. We've got words of the day, joke of the day. Does anybody know why the teddy didn't have any dessert? Because he was stuffed. 3-2. Golfed up the middle of the right side. The second baseman, Sanchez Fields, goes the short way to first, and Horvath will move up to third. So one away in the inning. That brings up Daniel Vaoheen. 1-for-2. Home run, an RBI, a base on ball, and a strikeout today for the catcher. Long to the belt. Delivers. Missed inside.
Yeah, so
take it away. This is your time, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your inning, so I don't want to take up too much time, but I didn't get a chance to watch it, especially being here and it's a different time zone.
1-0. Finds the bottom half of the zone on Vaoheen. First strike of the at-bat.
But it was a very windy day, and just being able to read up on it after it happened, it was Jasper Philipson who took the yellow jersey after the first day.
1-1.
The leader.
High bouncer to the left side of the infield. The third baseman, Hogan's Fields, goes to first, but a run will come across. Vaoheen does his job, collects his second RBI of the evening.
And now we have a non-crooked number on the scoreboard. Look at that.
It's now 8-0. Bowling Green in the bottom of the 6th, and Blake Robertson will take his hacks from the left side, yet to be retired today. Single, 2 walks, and an RBI mixed in there. Righty on lefty matchup with 2 away in the inning. Pitch home. Finds the top half. Now, I didn't know when you win the first day, it's called the yellow what?
A yellow jersey.
Next
there,
pitch
there
missed inside.
Yeah,
there's multiple jerseys?
Yes.
Well, how does that work?
So it's correspondent to the leader. Let me bring up the I'll explain this a little better here.
1-1 pitch. Missed outside. Now, is it like top three guys get a jersey or like?
No. So this is how it is. There's 4 different jerseys. You got the yellow jersey, who's the overall leader. The green jersey, which is the points leader. Then there's also the mountains classification.
2-1. Swing and a miss in the dirt. Robertson upset him. He went chasing on that one, so he's a little frustrated with himself. He'll use his time.
So, the strongest climber is given the polka dot jersey. And then we have the white jersey, which is given to the best young rider. And they wear these, you know, throughout the
2-2.
Couple weeks.
Missed low. So, you're telling me we're ride, say we're riding, a dude passes me in a polka dot, he wears it the next day?
Yes.
Interesting. But so is it like NASCAR? You can get points for how you race on each day? 3-2.
Yes.
Missed below the zone. Third walk of the night for Blake Robertson. Interesting. Learning a lot today about the Tour de France. So it's not just the last day matters the most. It's
It's the culmination. This is a couple weeks. There's a ton of climbing. I mean, this is, you know, one of the most toughest courses in the world, and they're going for weeks on end. So it's, you know, it's not after the first day the leader's going to win. It's a very drawn-out competition.
Carlos Colmenares into the box. He swings and fouls this one back to the netting. So you're telling me you could finish first, be the first to cross the line, and still not win the Tour de France?
Correct, yes, because, you know, that they're broken up into stages. Each day is a stage. So you could win stage one, but, you know, if you end up falling behind the next couple of days, you're not going to be the overall leader.
Very interesting. Robertson leads off first. Colmenares in the box. Two outs. Next pitch. Big hack from Colmenares. Couldn't catch up to the fastball. 0-2 count. Two outs. 8-0. Bowling Green leads here in the bottom of the six.
Like I said, so it's a couple weeks. There's 21 stages. It's broken up pretty evenly between flat stages, hilly stages. You have mountain stages. And this is basically like one day for mountains, one day for hills, one day for a flat course.
0-2. Hits Colmenares on the inside of his knee. Oh, he went just screaming out of the box in pain. He looks to be okay. He's taken off all the gear, gives a nod. He's walking down to first, but boy, that was a screamer on the inside of his leg. So the last two batters have reached for Bowling Green. That brings up the nine-hole hitter and lefty John Diaz. Tripled with two RBIs in that big fourth. He's got two ducks on the pond again. First offering. Right over Broadway. Very interesting. Learning a lot today about the Tour de France.
Yeah, it's as grueling of an athletic competition as it comes. I mean, you wouldn't...
0-1. Missed below the zone.
You wouldn't believe how many miles are biked over these 3 weeks.
Let us know. So is it a different bike, too? You say mountainy, a tilly, they'll pull out a different bike each day?
I should know that. It first of all, the Tour de France covers around 2,200 miles.
Okay. 1-1 is swung on and missed from John Diaz.
I should know that as a cyclist myself. I mean, these guys, the bikes are, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Whew.
Tens of thousands of dollars at some point, in some cases. So it's hard for me to say if they're using the same bike or not.
1-2. Wave and a miss from Diaz. Long gets out of the inning, gives up one. Hot Rods push the lead to 8-0. We'll head to the top of the seventh. We'll get you a little bit more caught up on the Tour de France on the other side here on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with True Transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Chandler Murphy, and you're listening to Bowling Green Baseball on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Marcus Johnson back on the hill, trying to complete seven for the second time in his career. Let's send it back to Aaron Arnstein with an 8-0 lead for the Bowling Green Hot Rods.
Thank you, Nathan. Top of the seventh inning. As you said, Marcus Johnson, he is twirling a gem. Six shutout innings, he's only allowed two hits. And he'll face 5-6-7 in the Rome lineup It's Tavares, Okins, and Horn. 8-0 Bowling Green, a 7-spot in the fourth, in which they sent 13 hitters to the plate, and one in the sixth. Tavares is 0-for-2. A previous top international prospect in the 2021 class for this Atlanta side. Now out of the top 30 prospect designation completely. First pitch from the righty. Touches the inner half to the right-hander Tavares. Nothing in one. Now Tavares, 0-1. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Nothing in two. Don't be fooled. He's down 0-2 in the count, and strikeouts have been a problem this season, but this is somebody who has a really good eye at the plate. 0-2. And there he is, takes high. He actually led all of the Braves' system last season in pitches per plate appearance. The 1-2 offering. Above the chest, two balls, two strikes inside. But as I mentioned, the strikeouts have really been an issue, and that's continued this year. 2-2. Swung on and speared foul to the screen. Count remains even at 2. Coming into this weekend, third in the league with nearly 100 strikeouts. Hasn't even played 78 games. 2-2. Hit slowly on the ground, sneaks after the second baseman and into right field. Just under the glove of Horvath, and that's a single. Brambioris Tavares, he's 1-for-3 on the day, and that brings up Keyshawn Ogins. It was a softly hit ground ball, and Horvath could not get to it. And that brings up Ogins, who was also 0-for-2. Tavares has a lot of speed. He's 11-for-13 on the base paths this season. Watch for him at first base. A meeting at the mound between Johnson and Veoheen. Only the third hit Johnson's allowed tonight after Hot Rod's pitching only allowed 3 hits as well last night. Bowling Green looking to at least come away with a series split if they can hold on to this game tonight. It's interesting because they won the first half. They have an over 500 record in the second half. But this is a team, 5 of the last 6 game series, they've split. First pitch to Ogins. The righty taps one foul down the third base side. In fact, they've split every home series since they lost a 6-game set to Greensboro all the way back in April. Trying to turn the tides this weekend. They'd have to win both games to take the series. Johnson steadies from the third base side of the rubber. He kicks and hurls home. 0-1, big swing and a miss, nothing and two to Ogins. 8-0 Bowling Green, top of the seventh. No runs, three hits, two errors for Rome. 8-8-0 for the Hot Rods. Tavares off of first. Robertson not holding him on. Outfield playing deep, shaded to the right-hand side. 0-2 is reached out and poked into right field, down for a hit. Tavares moves to second, Ogins to first. 2-1, no outs for the DH Horn. Horn is also 0-for-2. And Rafi Valenzuela will come out, take the ball from Johnson, and that marks the end of the day for Marcus Johnson. 6 strong innings. He allows 2 hits here in the seventh, responsible for both men on. And the Hot Rods, first call to the bullpen tonight. We'll tell you all about the new pitcher when we come back. Bowling Green in control, 8-0 from Bowling Green Ballpark.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods. Teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, big fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winning just got closer.
At
First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Vittleman, and you're listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here for a Mint Gaming call to the bullpen. The lefty Drew Dowd out of the pen to take the place of Johnson, the starter. Kicks and throws. First pitch falls outside, 1-0. 8-0 Bowling Green, top half of the seventh. Johnson done after six strong innings, allowed four hits, including two singles to start this seventh inning. Tavares off the second, Ogun's off of first. The lefty Bryson Horn at the plate. So a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Dowd looks at second. Kicks and comes home. 1-0, a slapped foul over the screen behind the plate, 1-1. Johnson, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Currently no runs on the score line, but he is responsible for both runners on base. Dowd making his 23rd appearance out of the pen this year. Ready, steadies, and throws. Pitch is looped foul down the third base side. Long run for Diaz, it's out of play. 1-2. The lefty comes in with a 4.60 ERA, 23rd appearance, 29 innings, and 37 strikeouts to 13 walks, with hitters only hitting 207 off of him. Dowd, shoulder squared to the first base side, kicks and throws. 1-2 zips outside, 2-2. Dowd comes in with a couple of pitches, comes in with a 4-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curve, also has a change. And the 2-2 delivery on the way. Targeted outside and low, count runs full. Third base is empty, 8-0 Bowling Green, top of the seventh. Dowd, his glove, tan glove, at the right hip. Now he comes set. Above the belt, deep breath and throws. 3-2 cut on and missed. Great pitching, great breaking pitch from Drew Dowd. One down here in the top of the seventh. First Atmos Energy bringing the gas strikeout for Drew Dowd. Matt Cassetti at the plate. 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch back in the fifth. Dowd ready, steadies, and throws. First pitch is tapped on the ground to the shortstop, Santana. Underhand throw to second for one. A flip to first in time. 6-4-3 double play for the Hot Rods, and it gets Drew Dowd out of the jam. We head to the bottom half of the seventh. Time to stretch here from BG Ballpark. 8-0 Hot Rods from Bowling Green.
Hey, Hot Rods fans, the Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods, teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, big fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At First Bank, we're proud of more than 100 years of financial strength. But on game days, our numbers look even better. When they're lighting up a scoreboard printed on a jersey or in bold type on the sports page. We know there's strength in numbers and nothing stronger than the bonds formed around local teams. And the return on this investment? Neighbors coming together again year after year. Bank where community is number one. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Bittleman, and you're listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here from Bowling Green Ballpark as we head to the bottom half of the seventh, a nice rendition of Sweet Caroline thanks to the dueling pianos tonight. And a visiting call to the bullpen brought to you by Scottway Services, keeping Bowling Green clean. Exit the righty Justin Long and enter the right-hander Roiber Salinas, who is currently on a rehab assignment. Coming over from the A's organization, now with Atlanta, he's reached the AAA level. At the belt, kicks and fires. First pitch dips inside, 1-0 to Adrian Santana. Top third in the order due up for the Hot Rods. It's Santana, Smith, and Petre. Salinas settles and fires. 1-0, dots the other half, 1-1. Salinas, a big guy out of Venezuela, 6'3", 205. Joined the Braves as a free agent over the last offseason. From the third base side of the rubber, kicks and throws. 1-1 is lined into the second baseman Sanchez's glove for out number one. Hit hard, but right at Sanchez. And Aiden Smith takes his hacks at the MILB rehabber. Hasn't made his major league debut yet, but he's getting there.
He's certainly getting there. But yeah, got a good piece of lumber on it for Santana. Just right spot for Sanchez at the right time.
And the pitch, breaking pitch, cut on and missed, nothing and one. Aiden Smith, 1-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base today. Salinas settles and throws. 0-1, zips on the inner half for a strike, nothing and two. Salinas made 8 starts last season at the A's AA affiliate, 3.68 ERA, in a league that is pitcher-friendly. Then, he went to the PCL, 0-2. Is slashed foul down the first base side, hooking out of play. And if you know anything about the PCL, it is where pitchers' dreams go to die.
Oh my goodness.
The Pacific Coast League is the most hitter-friendly league in all of minor league baseball. 0-2. Sky's outside, and or slides outside, and it's 1-2.
Is there any, like, I guess, positive to this? Like, you're saying the ones that come out of there become very good, are well-made for the majors?
It certainly makes it tougher for the major league teams, 1-2. Popped up down the third base side. Long run for the third baseman, Ogins. Now he gives way for the left fielder, Cloisi, who slides and can't make the play, but it drops in foul territory. Long run for the speedy Cloisi, and it fell just in front of his glove. He couldn't make the play, but no harm, no foul, as it literally is foul, and the count remains 1-2. Well, it just makes it tough for MLB organizations to try to gauge how well the pitchers are doing, because, you know, an average ERA might be 4.5, let's say, in the PCL, whereas that might not be considered good, but when you look at the PCL standards, it's not that bad. 1-2. Stays high. He only made a couple of starts for the Las Vegas Aviators at the PCL. He was roughed up there, but certainly makes it tougher when you're an MLB organization. Should I call this guy up or not when there's so many balls that are flying out of the park? 2-2. Drops outside, and the count runs full.
Well, I'm sure he's much happier here in the South Atlantic League then.
Yes, certainly more pitcher-friendly to say that. I'd say Bowling Green Ballpark probably leans more towards pitchers than hitters. 3-2. Skips outside, and that's a one-out walk for Aiden Smith. Brings up Emilian Petre. Yet another walk for the Bowling Green Hot Rods.
Yeah, definitely a little bit more pitcher-friendly compared to... There might be a few more hitter-friendly ballparks here in the South Atlantic League, but not as many, I guess, as Pacific Coast.
Yes. 10 walks now for the Hot Rods tonight.
Yeah, they're creeping up on that season high of 13.
Petre has one walk tonight. Lefty on righty matchup. 8-0 Hot Rods, bottom of the seventh. Salinas toes the third base side of the rubber. Deep breath and fires. First pitch, breaking pitch is cut on and missed. 0-1.
Well, Petre's got that hit streak up down to 15, or not hit streak, but on base streak up to 15 games, which has continued to help him in the last 30 days lead the South Atlantic League. I mean, what a trio between Petre in first, Rodelis Martinez in second, Adrian Santana in fourth. That's three out of the top four hitters in the last 30 days in the league.
And they've showcased that tonight without Martinez in the lineup. 0-1. Dips outside. One ball, one strike.
Well, his catching counterpart, Daniel Vaoheen, just picking up where he would have left off. A home run, two RBIs mixed in there.
Everybody has reached base at least twice, except for Noah Myers. 1-1 delivery. Jumps inside. Two balls, one strike.
And on a day where Myers has been the topic of conversation.
It's unofficially Myers Day here on the broadcast.
It is.
Salinas, his 2-1. Locates it on the other half, even at 2 on the count. Outfield playing straight up at medium depth. Two infielders on the left, two on the right side of second base. 2-2 pitch is roped down the first base side and foul. Petre, he's had an extra base hit in each of his last five games. This might be his last chance to do it tonight. But all he cares about is just contributing for this side, and he's certainly done that. Salinas, glove under the left underarm. Sets above the belt. Settles and throws. 2-2. Poked on the ground. One top to the second baseman, Sanchez. Flipped to the shortstop for one. On to second. On to first. And the throw pulls Verdung off the bag. So the lead runner and Smith is cut down, but Petre safe at first.
That's a good hustle down the line from Petre. Obviously, the throw just a little bit up or down the line, rather, and just beating that out. Otherwise, that tag could have been applied.
Horvath is 2-for-3 tonight. Two-run single. First pitch drops outside. One-oh offering. Horvath watches it fly outside. 2-0. Horvath, one of the most accomplished bowlers in the state of Minnesota growing up, which prompts me to ask you, Nathan, have you gone bowling much?
Yes and no.
2-0. Outside, I think we should take a Hot Rods bowling trip when the team's on the road one of these days.
We certainly can.
I mean, I gotta tell you, I'm not a good bowler. I mean, Matt Horvath was approaching a perfect game, which is 300.
Wow.
I can't even approach 100. 3-0. Taking on the inner half, 3-1.
Do you need the bumpers?
No, I refuse to use the bumpers.
Is it a frustrating game? Am I going to see you slowly start to break? Like, is that what bowling does to you?
You might. I haven't gone bowling in a couple of years, I'll admit. 3-1. Drops outside. 5-pitch walk for Horvath. And that moves Petre to second base. So 2-1, 2 outs for Noah Myers, who tries to become the final Hot Rod hitter to reach base today. And yet another walk for Bowling Green. Give him 11.
Slowly creeping towards that total. They've got some innings to do it still. So bowling it is then. The Hot Rods trip. You, me, the voice of the Hot Rods, Riley Edwards. We've got an off week here coming up. All-star break.
Well, unfortunately, I will not be here for that, but
that's right. I don't think Riley is either.
Okay.
So we'll take a rain check on it. We'll maybe on a rainy day one of these days we'll
make our way out to the bowling alley. We'll have to Google that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bowling alley around here.
Well, there's skydiving around here. You're going skydiving soon.
Hey, that's what off days are for.
To skydive.
Monday, it's to have fun, and that's what we're doing.
Monday that, it
that's
is.
That's the plan.
Aaron Arnstein will come back with plenty of stories from skydiving.
If I make it out alive. Mound meeting over, first pitch to Salinas, taken on the inner half for a strike.
I'm going to be so honest, man. I don't think you should be saying that if you're going skydiving. Like,
look, speaking of superstitions, I'm sorry. I don't care what I say. It's not going to affect what happens to me jumping out of a plane. Salinas kicks and fires. 0-1, tails outside, 1-1.
Well, I've been told we'll see a video of you skydiving, so I'm excited to see that experience.
Sure hope. I sure hope it's not a catastrophic video.
Oh, my goodness.
2-1, 2 outs, 1-1. Big swing and a miss, 1-2. I think you seem to be more concerned about this than me.
I absolutely
that's an issue.
Hate heights. I hate them.
Yeah, that's not
so
for
skydiving
you.
Is not for me. So I will live vicariously through you and your skydiving experience. But to me, obviously, it's just going to sound like something I would never do and wouldn't want any part in.
To take a phrase from you, fair enough. 1-2. Sinks outside, 2-2.
Touche.
When I think of fair enough, I think of you. I have to say, I never really heard anybody use that phrase, but I think it's a pretty common usage of phrase, and I know you use it a lot. Fair
could be,
enough.
Could be a Midwest thing, too.
Yeah, that might be it. Old Midwest slang, 2-2. Fought off foul to the screen, and it's remains 2-2. Maybe not slang, but
yeah,
verbiage.
Verbiage, yep. Yeah, that's good.
Noah Myers, he lives across the pond, as they might say, from Michigan.
Grew up a Red Wings fan.
Mm-hmm.
Go Wings.
A diehard Red Wings fan. Salinas settles and hurls home. 2-2 is lying just to the right of second base and sneaks into center field for a hit. The lead runner in Petre gets the windmill around third. The throw home is offline, and an RBI knock for Noah Myers. You get a hit. You get a hit. You get a hit. Now every single person in the Hot Rods lineup has reached base at least once tonight.
Spreading the love. All nine hitters have reached base, and you love to see it.
Petre scored from second. Horvath moves to second. Myers to first. Daniel Vaoheen at the plate. And now Angel Flores, the Rome manager, will take the ball from Salinas, and his minor league rehab appearance does not go as planned. Gets two outs, but leaves the game with two runners on. Hot Rods add one more. It's 9-0 here in the bottom half of the seventh. Call to the bullpen. We'll tell you all about the Braves, the Rome pitcher, when we come back.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Blake Robertson, and you are listening to the 2024 South Atlantic League Champions on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here from Bowling Green Ballpark, another visiting call to the bullpen brought to you by Scottway Services, keeping Bowling Green clean if you need to take out your trash. Daniel Vaoheen at the plate to face the right-hander Isaac Gallegos, who replaces the righty Roiber Salinas, fifth pitcher of the night from this Rome side. First pitch sneaks inside just below the belt buckle from Vaoheen. It's 1-0. 9-0 Bowling Green, bottom of the seventh. 2-on, 2 outs. Gallegos, glove just above the belt. Kicks and fires. 1-0, half-hearted swing from Vaoheen, and the count level at 1.
Yeah, 20th appearance out of the pen with a 3.62 ERA and 27 and a third innings of work. The 20 Ks, but 12 base on balls for him this year.
We'll see if the walks or the control becomes an issue in this outing. 1-1. Ripped down the right field side. Ball is hooking in fair territory, and it drops down. One hops the wall. Vaoheen motors around first. The lead runner scores. The runner on Myers is right behind him. The throw to third, and it's not in time. It gets away from Vaoheen. Vaoheen puts the brakes on at third. Vaoheen runs all the way to third base, scores two more runs, and it's 11-0 Hot Rods here in the bottom of the seventh.
Well, the catcher showing off a little bit of the speed. Vaoheen, I mean, Rafi gave him the stop sign after the ball kicked away. I think Vaoheen really wanted to push it for the inside the Parker.
They'll give him a triple, two-run triple.
Who would have thought? Two-run triples. It's the first game for the Hot Rods this season with two triples in it.
First pitch to Robertson. He's swinging a hot stick, and he pops it foul down the first base side.
They've seen 12 triples this season, all in individual games, and now make it 14 in 13 games.
11-0 Bowling Green, thanks to 10 hits. 0-1. Drops inside, 1-1. Robertson. Four plate appearances, and he's reached base all four times, including three walks. 1-1. Behind in the count, 1-2. Nabs the inner half. Vaoheen on third. He scored Horvath and Myers on the play. And the 1-2. Slash to the third base side, and it sneaks through both the third baseman and the shortstop, Tavares, who went down on his knees, and it's into left field. It's ruled an error on the infield, but regardless, Robertson has reached base five times today. It scores the runner from Vaoheen on third, and it's 12-0 here in the seventh. So no RBI for Robertson, but he reaches base yet again. Sometimes if things are going well, and it's just hard to get an out. And Robertson, once again, finds himself on the bases. One first pitch is hit off the end of the bat to the second baseman, who flips to short, and Tavares clutches for out number three. But the Hot Rods do some more damage. It's 12-0 after a four-run seventh. We head to the eighth from Bowling Green Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Red, White, and Boom is back at Bowling Green Ballpark with the Hot Rods. Join us for nonstop fireworks and some amazing promotions. July 4th, come out and celebrate our nation's birthday with the biggest fireworks in town presented by Jewelry Barn. Saturday, the Tennessee Titans take over, the signed Jeffrey Simmons jersey raffle, giveaways, and live music with dueling pianos. To end the week, Sunday brunch returns to the ballpark. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
This is TJ Fontaine, and you are listening to the Future Stars of the Tampa Bay Rays on the Hot Rods Baseball Network.
Back here for the top half of the eighth inning, 9-1-2 due up for Rome. It's Sanchez, Espinoza, and Cloese to face the lefty Drew Dowd. Bowling Green on top, 12-0. 7 in the 4th, 1 in the 6th, and 4 more in the 7th. 12 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Hot Rods. It's no runs, 4 hits, and 3 errors for Rome. 9-1-2 due up for Rome, starting with Luis Sanchez. 1-for-2 tonight. Dowd out for a second inning of action. The lefty shoulders squared to the first base side. He settles and throws. First pitch touches the outer half, 0-1. Dowd kicks, turns, and fires. 0-1, peeled foul down the first base side, out of play. And Sanchez quickly behind, nothing at 2.
Well, there's one more part I think we've yet to kind of touch on today at the ballpark. It's the beautiful piano work we've heard tonight.
Yes, the dueling pianos. Allow me to educate you, for those who are not familiar. 0-2. Sky's high outside. So the dueling pianos, this is a, are you familiar with, have you ever heard of this before?
I have not, okay. But they sound fantastic down there.
So it's not an actual competition. It can be a little misleading because you hear dueling. There are two pianos, two piano players. 1-2. Drops outside. It's 2-2.
I'm already starting to pick up on why you like this. We've talked about yesterday. Competition. Aaron Arnstein
but
loves
it. This is not a competition, though.
Okay.
This is not.
All right.
It's not really a duel. It's not a competition. And sometimes people will go up to our did I just see fireworks in the distance? Sorry.
Probably. It's the 5th.
I haven't seen those today yet. 2-2. Upstairs and skips all the way to the backstop. 3-2. Talking to one of the pianists beforehand, he said sometimes people, it's a little misleading. They'll think it's a competition and they'll try to kind of pit both piano players against each other, but that's not what it's about. It's about really trying to engage the crowd and play crowd or fan-friendly, people-friendly songs. 3-2. Off the end of the bat, nubbed into shallow right center field. Long run for the second baseman, Horvath, and it drops right in front of his glove and onto the grass for a leadoff single. Really tough play for Horvath. He was ranging out all the way into center field. A long run, could not get there. Sanchez aboard on first, and that brings up Lisandro Espinoza. And talking to one of the pianists, it's a big... It really depends in terms of music-wise where you're at. In Nashville, the dueling pianos will play a lot more of country music, as you would imagine. First pitch from the lefty to the righty Espinoza, taken on the inner half for a strike. But if you go somewhere, let's say Midwest, you'll have more Midwestern music. It really all depends where you're going.
Midwestern music? What is considered Midwestern music?
I'm pretty sure that's the words that the pianist described to me, 0-1. Falls outside.
I guess as somebody from the Midwest, I'd just be curious to know what that is.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's how we describe it. But the point is, depending on where you are, you know, Nashville's more of a country music town, so that's what they're going to play. 1-1 pitch is ripped on the ground to the third baseman, Colmenares. Opts to go the second for one, around the horn to first, but it's not in time as it skips under Robertson's glove and skips all the way to the backstop. So Sanchez is cut down on second, and Espinoza safe over at first. 5-4 fielder's choice.
Well, they have been excellent, though, tonight. Beautiful stuff on the piano. Do you know how to play the piano? I don't. I don't have a musical bone in my body.
No, I can play the recorder. That's about it.
Same. I think I could do the triangle or the cymbals.
I think I could do the triangle.
Not the cymbals, though?
Nah, it's easy. First pitch is looped into center field. Long run for Myers, and he gives way for the left fielder, Diaz, who runs on and makes the catch for out number 2. Yeah, I say the cymbals are pretty easy.
Well, see, we say that, and I feel like no shade to anybody that plays the cymbals because they make beautiful music. I know I could not do it to the level they do, but I think I could, you know, possibly make a decent noise.
Not an ear-piercing noise.
Yeah, exactly.
Will Verdung at the plate, 0-2 with a walk. Dowd steadies and throws. First pitch is lined into left center, down for a hit. Espinoza moves to second, Verdung to first. 2-on-2 outs for Justin Janis. And just going back to the pianos, one of the pianists told me that he's played in Boston before, he's played in Nashville, he's played all over the country, he's also played in the Netherlands in Europe before.
Wow.
Doing the dueling pianos. This is a thing around the country. It's not just a Nashville thing. First pitch touches the inner half. Yeah, it's an activity people enjoy all around America.
That's awesome.
Two pianos, and tonight, for example, both the pianists will go back and forth playing different songs. They also sing, so it's not just the piano. They're also singing as well. Dowd kicks and fires. 0-1 drops outside, and the count, taken for a strike. Gustavo Garza, our home plate umpire, calls strike two, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, Janis just went around there with the barrel, even though the pitch just bounced well in front.
0-2, two outs, 12-0 Bowling Green, top of the eighth.
Well, I gotta say, I'm surprised they didn't ask you to sing Sweet Caroline after your rendition last night.
0-2 pitch. Curves outside, and it's 1-2. You know, I actually don't think I'm a bad singer. It just, you know, I was trying to sing and talk. It didn't really work at the time. My dad, though, thankfully, I don't get the singing genes from him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he would be the first to admit it. Maybe the worst singer I've ever heard. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Big swing. Big throw from Dowd, and he gets out of the inning. Leafs 2-1. We head to the bottom half of the eighth. It's 12-0 Hot Rods from Bowling Green.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three. You're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
No one wants to deal with a plumbing, electrical, or HVAC emergency. It's even worse when you're not sure what it'll cost, when it'll get fixed, or if someone's just selling you something. When you call Hiller, you can trust our experts to actually solve your home's problems quickly. And with true transparency pricing, you know the price you're told is the price you'll actually pay. Book online now at happyhiller.com. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Back here from Bowling Green Ballpark, it is 9-1-2, due up for the Hot Rods. Diaz, Santana, and Smith to face the righty Isaac Gallegos. Back on the hill for a second inning of action. Hot Rods lead 12-0. A blowout as the Hot Rods will take a 3-2 series lead, a chance to clinch their first home series since April. Gallegos above the belt, kicks and throws. First pitch is ripped down the first base side, gloved by Verdung, and he wins the race to the bag easily for out number one.
Well, yeah, say, the fireworks show last night was absolutely spectacular. I mean, 20 minutes worth of fireworks, it was awesome. I mean, the finale, that was sweet.
I got good news for you. We got more fireworks tonight.
We do.
Double the fun.
Yeah. We got a great view up here from the booth, too. It was fantastic.
First pitch to Santana. Dots the other half. 0-1. Yeah, that was fun. Props to the organization putting on the fireworks. I think we've gotten accustomed to every weekend here at home we have fireworks. But yesterday was extra special. 0-1. Outside. Noah Myers, he told me afterwards he really enjoyed it. Especially towards the end, he was really impressed. He genuinely was, and a lot of the players stayed around on the field to watch. 1-1. Touched at the knees on the inner half. Santana has a quick word with the home plate umpire Garza, and it's 1-2. Granted time, and he'll redo his batting gloves.
I know we talked last night about it. Did you sleep all right? I know you said you were a light sleeper. The fireworks didn't keep you up.
The fireworks weren't the issue. 1-2. Big swing and a miss. 2 outs. But the air conditioning, as it is almost every night, woke me up. If my earplugs fall out, I always wake up. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. It's one of those built-in air conditioning systems to the window.
Oh.
So it's a little different. And if I don't keep it on, it balloons to 90 degrees in the room, so I kind of have to keep it on. Yeah, it is what it is. Aiden Smith at the plate, 2 down, first pitch. Touches the inner half, and it's nothing and 1.
Well, look at that, edge of center field.
Oh,
somebody's
wow.
Hitting the finale of fireworks.
Those are some really good fireworks out there.
The show before the show here
those
at Bowling Green Ballpark.
I'm actually, really, this is pretty cool. 0-1, big swing and a miss. Way beyond center field, way in the distance. And I believe that's in the direction of Beach Bend State Park, somewhere I like to frequently go. It's only a couple miles away, Nathan. You're giving me some weird look. I bet you they're doing it out there. That's quite the spectacular show. 0-2. Yanked foul down the first base side. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend going. I mean, these fireworks have now been going on nonstop. Colors in the air for about 45 seconds. Finally comes to an end. That was pretty cool. That was just a barrage of fireworks.
That was. That's what you call a finale right
0-2, there. 2 outs, and the pitch. Fought off foul. Sliced down the third base side out of play. Yeah, it's a nice nice outdoorsy type of area.
Interesting. I mean, I'm just more impressed that you just were locked on. Like, that is exactly where that is.
Outside part of the plate. Strike 3 called. Backwards K to Aiden Smith. And we head to the top of the ninth inning. Hot Rods looking to close the door. It's 12-0 Bowling Green from Bowling Green Ballpark.
Hey, Hot Rods fans. The Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green is a proud partner of your Bowling Green Hot Rods. Teaming together to deliver big hits and big fun. Located near the mall, Big Fun at the Mint is close by. Plan your next outing at the new Topgolf Swing Suite inside the post-time race and sports lounge. Check out themintgaming.com for all the details. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From high school heroes to college legends, First Bank is proud to champion our local athletes. But we don't just back you on the field or on the court. We team up with customers to score the wins that grow communities. That takes better products, more accessible, flexible bankers, and the quick answers and solutions you can run with. Don't just make the switch. Make the team that champions community. First Bank. Bank local. Get more team spirit. Member FDIC.
Back here for the top of the ninth as the Hot Rods look to close this contest out. Drew Dowd on the mound for his third inning of action to face 5-6-7 in the Rome order. Tavares, Ogins, and Horn.
Well, what an even bigger day this would be for the Bowling Green team pitching-wise. I mean, you get Dowd to go 3 innings if he's able to complete this inning. Save a lot of your bullpen here for the Sunday finale.
As the Hot Rods look to go for a series win.
And a series sweep at home, technically, when you kind of look at it in that way. It's an asterisk. We'll give it that.
Asterisk. I can't even say the word.
It's a complicated word.
Both of us. Asterisk. I can't do it.
I envision the voice of the Hot Rods, Riley Edwards, shaking his head at us for that pronunciation attempt.
That's our job. We failed. First pitch. Sizzles inside. 1-0.
We could do everything right, but mispronounce that word. We apologize to the viewers at home that are
the
shaking their head. Yeah. And yes.
1-0. Catches the other half. 1-1. Tavares, single back in the 7th. Dowd settles. Not a save situation, up by nearly 2 touchdowns upstairs, 2-1. But still, a strong outing for Dowd nonetheless. Has allowed 2 hits, but he was able to keep Rome off the board back in the seventh after coming in with 2-1 and no outs. Induced a 6-4-3 double play. 2-1. Check swing went around, 2-2.
The more I'm looking at the scoreboard, everything could be a football score.
No, you're right. Oh.
12 points, 10
okay,
points, 6 points,
you
3
don't
points.
See 1 point, though.
Yeah, but
one point in the sixth inning, that's not happening.
But the end of it, the runs, hits, and errors is what I'm looking at.
Okay. 10 points that, yeah. Except, yeah, never mind, you're right. 2-2. Driven outside, and it's 3-2. As the Jaws music is played in the background. You a big fan of Jaws?
It was a great movie. I enjoyed it.
Dark Attacks, 3-2. Swing and a miss. And Tavares, 97th strikeout this season, third in the South Atlantic League. 3 Atmos Energy bringing the gas strikeouts tonight for Drought. Keyshawn Ogun's 1-for-3 with a single. Dowd settles. He's ready and throws. First pitch dots the outer half, 0-1. First pitch tomorrow, 1:35, which means join us at 1:20 for pregame. 0-1. Fought foul to the screen. It's nothing at 2. 1:05. My apologies. I get the 6:35 times mixed up in there. It's 1:05 first pitch. 12:50 will be our pregame show.
It's brunch at the ballpark.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Come enjoy some good food. Got a lot of good food and drink specials. 0-2, swing and a miss. 2 outs. 4 punch outs for Dow tonight.
You got any particular favorite grub here?
The ice cream is very good. I tried the ice cream for the first time yesterday. Got a chance to step out for a second. It was very good. The Dippin' Dots, it's a mini melt. You can't go wrong with that. All the food is great. And Riley's the one who really knows better than me. First pitch is fouled back. And Performance Food Service here at the club, they do an incredible job. And just seeing they have outstanding service. They're always coming into the booth delivering the different media members food. They do a great job, and there's so many different options, too. 0-1 is looped foul down the third base side. Long run for Colmenares. He does not run out of the room, but he runs into the fence, runs into the netting, and the ball drops right to the left of him as he is slow to get up. He was able to cover enough ground, but the ball fell right in front of him, and a missed catch there, but a great effort as he slammed into that short wall down the left field line. Hands on his knees down the third base side in foul territory, trying to walk it off.
Well, Rafi came all the way down from his spot closest to the plate to check on him, and he kind of was like, hey, you got to get one more out. He's like, check on me after. He's like, I'm good right now.
One more strike. Love the effort. Up 12 runs, putting his body on the line. Dowd looking to set down the side and make it 4 consecutive punch outs. He settles. 0-2 the horn. Horn doesn't bite on the breaking pitch, 1-2. Dowd comes set. Kicks and delivers. Breaking pitch once again. He did not bite according to the first base umpire, Michael Cross. It's 2-2. Two outs, 12-0, Bowling Green, top of the ninth. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. 5 punch outs for Drew Dowd. And an exclamation point to an excellent night at the plate for the Hot Rods. A 12-0 win. An excellent all-around performance as Bowling Green will look for the series win tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The Hot Rods take this one 12-0 as Nathan Arbaugh will take us through the post-game portion of our show here from Bowling Green Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Red, White, and Boom is back at Bowling Green Ballpark with the Hot Rods. Join us for nonstop fireworks and some amazing promotions. July 4th, come out and celebrate our nation's birthday with the biggest fireworks in town presented by Jewelry Barn. Saturday, the Tennessee Titans take over with a signed Jeffrey Simmons jersey raffle, giveaways, and live music with dueling pianos. To end the week, Sunday brunch returns to the ballpark. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at bghotrods.com or call 270-901-2121.
A Saturday shutout for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. They have taken the lead in this series. Three straight victories for Bowling Green. Nathan Arbaugh here with you. My partner Aaron Arnstein alongside of me. Thanks so much for sticking with us tonight. A winner for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. A shutout fashion. 12-0 victory for Bowling Green. Some massive innings in here. Let's get you through how they did it. And it really was the fourth inning. They only needed the fourth inning because they didn't give up a single run this entire game. And it started right from the get-go in the fourth. The first eight runners reached base. That's right. Daniel Vaheen led off with a solo home run to get the Hot Rods on the board, 1-0. Blake Robertson walked. Carlos Colmenares reached on an error by the second baseman Sanchez. And then a triple from John Diaz cleared the base path with two RBIs. Adrian Santana singled, bringing home one more. A walk from Aiden Smith. A single from Emilian Petre. And Matt Horvath singled, bringing home two more runs. Fast forward a little bit, a walk from Daniel Vaheen loaded the bases. Blake Robertson, his second time through, walked, bringing home another. And then the inning was eventually ended, but seven runs played it there. It was almost enough to get it done, but for some more insurance, it came in the bottom of the sixth. A walk from Matt Horvath advanced to second on a wild pitch. A fielder's choice from Noah Myers advanced Horvath to third. And a ground out from Daniel Vaheen brought home one more. Make it 8-0. And then bottom of the seventh, some more fun for the Hot Rods. And it led off right from the get-go from Adrian Santana, who was out on a lineout. Aiden Smith walked. Fielder's choice from Emilian Petre put him on to first. Matt Horvath walked. Single from Noah Myers brought home one, and a triple from Daniel Vaheen brought home two more, bringing you to our final for tonight, 12-0. That'll, I guess, for the most part, wrap up our show. We're going to get you the quick winners and losers from today's game. Obviously, it'll be Adam Meyer receiving the loss after going three innings of work, surrendering eight hits, seven runs, six of those earned, walking four and striking out two. He'll fall to 3-7. On the other side, Marcus Johnson, a well-earned win for the righty. He improves to 5-5 after six innings, giving up four hits, no runs, one walk, and five strikeouts. His second shutout appearance of the year. Really impressive from Marcus Johnson. On the other side of things, Drew Dowd completed a great three innings of work, giving up two hits, no runs, no walks, and five strikeouts, completing the fifth shutout of the year for Bowling Green. Second one against the Rome Emperors. So big win for Marcus Johnson, who continues to cruise his second straight victory. Back-to-back wins for the righty. Let's take you quickly through your update on the South Atlantic League. We were the last ones to wrap things up. A final in Brooklyn, the Hudson Valley Renegades defeat the Cyclones 7-0. Wilmington blows out the Blue Claws at home 13-1. Asheville falls to Greenville at home 11-4. Hub City defeats Winston-Salem 6-1. And the Aberdeen Ironbirds to get their revenge against the Greensboro Grasshoppers with a 3-2 victory. We've got fireworks on the way, so let's get you our final wrap-up for tomorrow's contest. Game's at 1:05 p.m. Central Time. It'll be brunch at the ballpark. Me and Aaron Arnstein, hopefully have the voice of the Hot Rod, Riley Edwards, back with us. as the Rome Emperors try to at least make it a split of the season series, while Bowling Green looks to take a win, their first one since that road trip to Greensboro. Well, it'll be Garrett Edwards, the righty, that'll get the start for the Hot Rods, 5-3 with a 2.78 ERA. He'll face the lefty Riley Frey, who's 0-3, 4.35 ERA for the Emperors. So for one final time, for myself, for my partner Aaron Arnstein, we wish you good night. A 12-0 victory for your Bowling Green Hot Rods. We'll see you again tomorrow with the pregame show with Aaron Arnstein. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Happy Saturday night from Bowling Green Ballpark.